we can offer the folks the right fielder. Number one, true fielder. Back in second, the center fielder. Number 43, Kennedy Corona. Back in third, the designated hitter. Number 4, Zach Daniels. And in fourth, the first baseman. Number 36, Joey Lopetito. Back in fifth, the left fielder. Number 3, Colin Harper. And in sixth, the shortstop. Number 6, Chad Stevens. Welcome to the Empire Sports Night game brought to you by Excel Weed Control. Tonight on plate tonight, Chris Metzen Murphy. First base umpire, Nate Peter. And third base umpire, Ben Easton.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It is one of the really cool things about minor league baseball. Midway through the long season, you start over the second half beginning last night. And the Rockhounds with a victory over the Corpus Christi Hooks. Final score 5-3 in a very closely contested ball game. The Hooks jumped out on top, and boy, they jumped out quickly. Drew Gilbert and Zach Daniels lit the fuse, and Colin Barber ripped a home run and had a little help from a very strong wind, but he hit it more than 400 feet, and that's a pretty genuine swing of the bat. The Rockhounds rallied back and tied the ball game in the second inning after the hat trick for the Hooks in the first. The Hounds 2-run double from Lazaro Armenteros and Drew Swift, who has been terrific, tied it with an RBI single. Rockhounds kind of manufactured or Frankensteined a couple of runs together the rest of the way, but really, after the very early going, Hooks with three in the first, Hounds with three in the second. It was really pitching and defense the rest of the way, with the Rockhounds winning it by the final score of 5-3. Amarillo, Frisco, and the Rockhounds winners in the South last evening. Arkansas and Wichita were winners in the North Division, and another 69-game half is underway. Teams will play 138 when all is said and done, and you split it right down the middle. First half champs are Arkansas and San Antonio, and of course they have that wonderful advantage, and it's such a great feeling if you have it tucked away. That playoff ticket is already in your pocket, and you can, maybe have a little extra fun in the second half of the season. You know that ticket is punched, and for the Missions and the Travelers, that is the case. In this ballgame tonight, Jack Perkins will make his third double-A start for the Rockhounds. Right-hander without a win or a loss, 6.52 ERA, but he has really been turning some heads as far as his prospect status go. He has been outstanding at the single-A level, and again, just getting his feet wet here at the double-A level. Aaron Brown is really fascinating for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Aaron overall 2-1, a 5.55 ERA. Against the Hounds, he has made four appearances, two as a starter, two in relief. He has a 10.43 ERA, but one of his appearances in relief shut the Rockhounds down to pick up a save. He is one of the guys who is involved in the piggyback starts that the Hooks use, and so Aaron will be the starter here this evening, his fifth outing against the Rockhounds on this 2023 season. More for you. We'll get you set for baseball West Texas style when our Budweiser and Bud Light pregame show continues.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding there.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first. Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Hounds are taking the diamond even as we speak, and well, we're kind of hoping the wind might back off a little bit. The forecast still says it might. We're about, 6 degrees is cooler the right word to use? I don't really think so, but it's 97 compared to 103 yesterday, so not quite as scorching hot, but that wind is almost identical to yesterday, and the reason I mentioned that right up front, it was a factor. It seemed like there were an inordinate number of pop-ups in yesterday's game as well, and anything hit in the air in these conditions. It's 20-mile-an-hour wind right to left and a little bit inward, and man, it is an adventure when the wind is blowing that hard and you got 6 ounces of Rawlings baseball. Let's take you downstairs for a very young lady in our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
done. Here's Error Broadcaster. I wrote that lovely young lady's name down. Do you think I can find it? Oh, my goodness. I will try to make that up there next time. That was powerfully sung, and my goodness, stayed in key, too. A lot of adults don't do that. That was beautifully sung. We are just about set for baseball, second of a six-game set between the Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks. The teams on the season now have identical records, 33 and 37. Again, both teams obviously have flirted with 500. Rockhounds were solidly, or at least certainly a little bit above for much of the first half. But both teams come in 33 and 37. Rockhounds winning last night 5-3 the score in the opener of half number two of this Texas League season. Jack Perkins has baseball in hand, and the right-hander will throw the first pitch of our ball game right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And as mentioned, bright sun shining, so that shadow already stretching out with the 7 o'clock first pitch. Shadow already stretching out in front of home plate. The wind is virtually identical from last evening. It is 20 miles per hour, right to left mostly, and a little bit inward. but that we saw last evening, that will push a little bit toward the left field corner. And, of course, the wind is not precise. It's moving a little bit, but basically right to left and inward, 97 degrees at first pitch. Drew Gilbert will again be a leadoff batter for the Hooks, and he and Zach Daniels started things off, boy, with a couple of really good ABs in last night's game. Gilbert, left-handed hitter at 211. We have that pesky gate down the third baseline has come open again. A little too much 3-1 oil, I guess, on that gate, so third base umpire Ben Engstrand has to do the duty. Still trying to get that doggone thing closed. Ben's working on it that away. Probably didn't cover that in umpiring school. Nice job, Ben. We've got it. Oh, ready to go now. Drew Gilbert will lead it off in right field. Kennedy Corona will play center field. He will bat number two this evening. Kennedy Corona is on deck. Jack Perkins with the first pitch of the game, and Gilbert swings, and boy, lines one foul. Look out, folks, on the concourse. And we've got it right between some folks walking up the concourse to that left field side. 0-1 to Gilbert. Drew at 211, couple of homers, 10 driven in since joining the Hooks. Ground ball sharply hit at first base. Fair ball, but that'll be handled by Shane McGuire. Sharply hit by Gilbert. Handled by Shane. He gets to the bag himself. One man down, top of the first. Kennedy Corona did not play in last night's game. Top 30 prospect for the Houston Astros. Corona, 259, has some speed and has some power. He's a center fielder. Zach Daniels will bat third in this game. He's on deck. Zach Daniels will be the DH tonight. First pitch to Corona. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-1. Joey Loperfido will again bat cleanup. Well, simply put, one of the leagues, I'd guess one of the five top hitters in the league all across the board. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, foul territory. Given a look, William Simonite over toward his own dugout, but that will go one row behind the Rockhounds' dugout. Very nice lady, but that was an easy foul ball. It rattled under a seat, and so just basically was right there. And I do believe, yep, they got a kiddo with him, so that's cool. Foul ball to a young one. Good stuff. 0-2 count to Corona. Nobody on and one out. Pitch by Perkins. Hard hit ball up the middle. A dive by Hernandez. Can't get their base hit. Well, that's very similar to last evening when Gilbert and the man who now comes to the plate, Zach Daniels, started the game off with a single and a double, respectively, and both were on 0-2 pitches. Kennedy Corona takes an 0-2 and drills it back up the middle here. One on and one down for Zach Daniels. Joey Loperfido, first base, is on deck. Loperfido at first. Colin Barber homered last night. He's batting fifth in left field this evening. Colin Barber in left. Perkins comes set. Jack's pitch finds the outside corner at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Chad Stevens will bat sixth and play the sixth position. Chad Stevens is the shortstop. Luis Aviles Jr., he's the third baseman, batting seventh. Aviles Jr. at third. Set by Perkins. Pitch swung on and missed. Daniels behind that fastball. A good run on a 2 at 95 miles an hour, 0-2. J.C. Correa, be the second baseman. He'll bat eighth. Correa at second base. And Grant Wolforth is the catcher. He'll bat ninth and round out the order for the Hooks. Grant Wolforth behind the plate. Zach Daniels with dark pink batting gloves on both hands. He stirs that bat a little as he waits. The 0-2 stretch. Long set by Perkins and a pitch. Sent for the right side and is knocked down by McGuire. It'll be handled by Swift, but that'll be a base hit all the way. Sharply hit ball. McGuire got a glove on it, but that'll be a base hit and it'll put runners at first and second.
Now batter number 36, Joey.
And again, an 0-2 count. Boy, check myself. Going to give him an error. So that's going to go as an E3. Wow, I thought that ball was sharply hit. It's one of those 50-50s, so it'll be first and second. And from Daniel's standpoint, put it in play with some authority with two strikes and a count. That was another 0-2 pitch. So first and second for Joey Loperfido. Left-handed hitter waits a big swing and a miss. Comes up empty 0-1. Joey at 296. 12 home runs, 41 driven in, excellent base runner. Well, he's just having an outstanding season. Tall left-handed hitter out of Duke University. Swinging a hard hit ball back up middle. That's going to be a clean base hit that will easily score a run. And going to put runners at first and third with just one man down. Boy, he just keeps on going again. He's been good against the league. He's been exceptional against the Hounds. That is Joey Loperfido's 42nd RBI of the season. And that is his 15th against the Rockhounds. That'll bring up Colin Barber. Around to third base with good speed comes Zach Daniels in to score. Easily was Kennedy Corona. So the Hooks can get out on top in this one. Runners at the corners, one away for Colin Barber. Homered in this very situation last evening. Swings and misses here in a count 0-1. Actually came up with one man on last night. Hit a two-run homer. He has two on here. So a single by Corona, error to Shane McGuire, RBI single, Joey Loperfido. Long set by Perkins, runners at the corners, pitch down and in. And fastball at 96, but it was down and down around the shoe tops, one ball, one strike. So the Hooks, as they did last night, take the early lead. Barber is at the plate, Chad Stevens on deck. Perkins from the belt, delivery, hard hit ball, right side, clean base hit. And that'll put runners at first and second. And again, just one man down. Colin Barber just pulled that through on the right side. Clean single. That drives home a run.
Now, number six, Chad Stevens.
That'll bring up Chad Stevens. So two runs across. One will be earned, one will be unearned. After, again, Daniels reaching on the error to Shane McGuire. So first and second, Loperfido. Stopping at second base, ball hit into right field, not overly deep. Chad Stevens the batter, and it is now 2-0 Hooks. Perkins with a pitch, fastball strike, knee high on the outer half of the plate, 0-1. Chad Stevens at 229, 8 home runs, 27 driven in. High strikeout number for Chad. He's second in the league with 93 whiffs. But again, has 27 ribbies. Perkins will turn and bluff but not throw to second base. It's Gilbert, Corona, and Daniels up top. Loperfido, Barber, and Stevens in the middle of the Hooks order. And Aviles Jr., Correa, and Wolforth rounded out. Two on, one out, two in. Runners bluff, don't go. Hard hit ball, right side again. Clean base hit. Going to send the runner home. Greg Dykeman will throw home, and it's going to be just a little wide. Backed up by Jack Perkins, but an RBI single. So the Hooks, again, a hat trick in the top of the first inning. Mentioned Loperfido. Joey's he's a big, tall kid, but he runs really well. And Hooks did not hesitate sending him. Play relatively close, but he got there. So it is 3-0. And, boy, second verse, same as the first. Hooks led 3-0 last night. Did it in slightly different fashion, but, again, a hat trick on the board. Luis Aviles Jr., the batter, right-handed hitting third baseman. Swings, chopper out towards shortstop. Daryl Hernandez flips to second base for one to turn the pivot on a hop. Nicely handled by Shane McGuire. Nope. I say he bobbled the ball. Wow. Nice pick on a throw on a short hop. So Aviles Jr. reaches on a fielder's choice. Stevens is out at second base. 6-4 goes the put out there. Two men down in the inning. Of course, we couldn't see precisely whether or not that ball was bobbled, but that was the indication. So, first and third, batter is J.C. Correa, and he's the Hook second baseman. Drew Swift trying to hurry that throw a little bit, and it was on a hop to first. Pitch down the middle, called strike to Correa, 0-1. So, Jack Perkins looking again for the exit sign here this evening, as Jack Cushing was last night. Cushing settled in. He gave up nothing more. Pitching into the seventh last evening. Pitch up high for a ball. That's 1-1. J.C. Correa, 196 on the season. A couple of home runs and 18 driven in. Right-handed hitter who's also a catcher. Playing second base in this game. Perkins comes set. Long set. Varies the pace and delivery. And this pitch fouled back. Count goes 1-2. So the eighth batter at the top of the first inning for Corpus Christi. Colin Barber is at third. Luis Aviles Jr. is at first with three runs across and two men down. Perkins' pitch sails way high and away, and the count squares at 2-2. Garrett Wolforth, the catcher, taking practice cuts in the on-deck circle. And Jack Perkins just looking for an exit sign and to find that dugout. 2-2 pitch, and he got him. That's a called third strike. Correa disagrees with the call, and he will linger and discuss with Chris Presley Murphy briefly. But he is out on strikes, so Jack Perkins wraps up the inning with a strikeout, but not before the hooks put three on the board. So, boy, exact same scenario as last evening. Same score anyway. To the bottom half of the first inning we go. Village Car Wash score first time around. The hook's three, and the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Can play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
For the Hounds, a familiar, very familiar scenario. They come to the plate as they did last night, down 3-0. Lawrence Butler leads it off. They'll move to the DH role in this game. Lawrence Butler, the DH. Brett Harris will bat second and play third. Brett Harris, the Rockhounds' third baseman. Daryl Hernandez at shortstop will again bat third. Daryl at short. Greg Dykeman, the right fielder, will bat cleanup. Greg Dykeman in right field. Denzel Clark in center will be the fifth batter in the order. Denzel Clark batting fifth in center field. Shane McGuire will bat sixth, the first baseman, Shane McGuire. Here's Butler now, and Aaron Brown to face him. Big, tall right-hander fires right down the middle. Fastball strike at 92, and the count is 0-1. Lawrence at 281. Cheating in at third base is Aviles. There's a swing and a ball hit to right field, but it's not going to carry enough. Drew Gilbert is there, short of the track and right. Ball hit to straightaway right field, but, and again, that is, in this case, that is against the wind, and that wind is really strong. Here's Brad Harris. Brad, 264 on the year, four home runs, and a team-leading 42 runs batted in. Aaron Brown into the motion. This delivery swung on, sent high in the air to center field, pretty well straightaway. Corona will deal with a little wind. Kennedy is there, still on the move. Boy, nothing overly easy on anything hit in the air. Brett goes after the first pitch, and skies went out to center. Two up, two down for Daryl Hernandez. The rest of the order, William Simonite batting seventh. He's the catcher. Simo behind the plate batting seventh. Lazaro Armenteros batting in the eighth spot in left field. Lazaro is in left. Aaron Brown's pitch, down and away for a ball, 1-0. Drew Swift will round out the batting order. Swift, the second baseman, batting number 9 in his fifth double-A game. Brown's pitch, swung on and fouled straight back. Darryl with a rip, and the count goes 1-1. Butler, Harris, and Hernandez, top of the order. Dykeman, Clark, and McGuire in the middle. And Simonite, Armenteros, and Swift rounded out. Pitch to the outside corner is just wide, and the count goes 2-1. Aaron Brown's 14th appearance overall, his 8th as a starter, and again, that's not unusual at all for the Hooks, who utilize the piggyback start system a great deal. Swinging a foul tip away. Count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. And he does have a save while he is basically a starter. Actually has a couple of them, one against the Rockhounds. Brown set to go, has the sign. We swung on, popped in the air. That'll get out of play over the roof on the right side. Sky basically is a crystal blue, just a little haze on the very the horizon about as far away as you can go, and a little bit of a moon on the rise.
high above the right center field wall. Pale moon against the blue sky this evening. 2-2 pitch, and that's up high, ball three. Darryl at 326. He has five home runs, 35 driven in. There's several guys in this series, guys for each team, who have really feasted in this series. Ground ball left side, that'll be knocked down by shortstop Stevens, but no chance to get Hernandez. So that I assumed the base hit earlier, so that one will be a base hit. Darryl Hernandez with a single to shortstop. Stevens was ranging well to his right, so deep in the hole, would have had no chance even had he come up with the baseball. Good effort, but could not get there. And here's Greg Dykeman. So Darryl Hernandez with a base hit. There's one on with two men down. Greg Dykeman stands in, takes the fastball high and away from Aaron Brown for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Aaron, 6'4", 225, Nashville, Tennessee is his home. He went to Middle Tennessee State. Part of his college career spent there. Swing and Dykeman sends a high fly ball into right center field. Wind is going to knock it down and just short of the track in deep right center. Corona makes the catch. You heard the crowd react, and again, on a calm evening, that ball, simply put, does damage. But that wind is 20 miles an hour. It is right to left, and Greg hit it into right field. Strong swing of the bat, but Mother Nature had a little something to say about that. So the Hounds, no runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left. One inning complete here in game number two. Same spot we were in last night. Our Village Car Wash scored through one as the Hook's on top, 3-0.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
The only man not to bat in the first will lead off the second, Garrett Wolford, the catcher for the Hooks, and he takes just down low from Jack Perkins. Drew Gilbert and Kennedy Corona, top of the order on deck. 3-0 Corpus, we're in the top of the second inning. Garrett Wolford, ground ball back toward the shortstop, Hernandez makes the play and the throw in time. It's interesting, Garrett is, I think, let me double check here. I've had him listed as a switch hitter, but he batted right-handed. He is listed as such. Doesn't mean you have to, and he didn't right there against the right-hander Jack Perkins. So one ground out, one man away here in the second. Here's Drew Gilbert, bounced out fairly sharply to first baseman Shane McGuire in the first inning. Kennedy Corona on deck. Best ball high from Jack for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Indiana University is his baseball alma mater, an Indiana native from Kokomo. Right-hander's pitch bends one over the heart of the plate, called strike. One ball and one strike. So in this case, you have a guy from, two guys in fact, hitter and pitcher alike, from major universities. Indiana University on the mound, University of Tennessee at the plate is Drew Gilbert. Takes just outside for a ball, one negative, two ball, one strike count. Jack Perkins opening this season with Lansing in the Midwest League. Was outstanding and
certainly earned his promotion. Just his third double-A start, and a swing and a miss and a pitch that vaporized at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. And Drew Gilbert will ask for time. And we don't know if there is a specific connection, but Drew does wear bright orange spikes along with the classic gray road uniforms for the Hooks, trimmed in dark blue and white. 2-2 pitch, ground ball out towards second on three hops to Swift. Drew has it, throw to first base, and two men are down here in the second inning, and the batter will be Kennedy Corona. Corona started the three-run first inning with a single to center field, just ripped it right back up the middle and did it on an 0-2 pitch. Came around to score on the single by Joey Loperfido. Kennedy Corona, .259 average, but again, 11 homers, 32 driven in, been productive, good base dealer. Swings and sends one right side, that'll sink, and is it a fair ball? It is, got right on the line. Greg Dykeman going to make the play, hustling for second. Great throw by Dykeman, and they got him. Greg Dykeman made that play on the move on the right field line and off balance, throw to second base, and got him. Single for Corona. Now the right field line, he had just got there, and an outfield assist, 9-6 on the putout. A terrific play by Greg Dykeman. So we are bound for the bottom half of the second inning, and the hit will go by the boards after 1.5. Our Village Car Wash score of this ball game reads the Corpus Christi Hooks 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Bottom half of the second inning, Rockhounds trail this game 3-0. Well, that was just a terrific play by Dykeman. I was kind of just going back over that in my mind. That was really good effort and a long off-balance throw. Had a little wind maybe behind the throw, but then again kind of a crosswind too, but outstanding play. So Kennedy Corona, of course, gets a base hit. And he is then thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. That ended the inning. So to the bottom of the second we go. And Denzel Clark takes down it away for ball one. Denzel, right-handed hitter at .249, 8 home runs, 27 driven in. Swings and misses out in front and over the top a little bit on the pitch by Aaron Brown. Brown in 48 and two-thirds innings coming in, a little over a hit per inning, 54 hits. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. Opposition hits .274 against him. 20 walks against 51 strikeouts, so about a 2.5-1 ratio. Pitch to Denzel just up high for a ball, 3-1. Shane McGuire and William Simonite to follow. Shadow has now begun to climb the upslope of the mound as Aaron Brown delivers, and that pitch is up high, and that's ball four. So Denzel with a leadoff walk here in the second. Here's Shane McGuire. Well, the Rockhounds would like to continue this second verse, same as the first from last night. The Hooks scored three in the first inning last night. They've done the same here. Hounds scored three runs in the second inning last night, and they'd love to do the same as well. Shane McGuire, .233 the average for the left-handed hitter. Swings, fly ball into center field, but it's right at Corona. Well hit, but he's got it easily. So one man down in the second, a one pitch AB for Shane McGuire. Here's William Simonite. Simon at 193. One home run, nine driven in. Simo straight away in that right-hand box. Familiar upright stance. Hands away from the body a little bit. Takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Simo just looking to get something going. And those stats you don't like to give, but it's just a statistic. But he's 2 for his last 38. Pitch up and away for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Yeah, streaks are a lot more fun in terms of stats. But again, man, baseball can just be a cruel game. And, of course, Simo, some time away from the ball club. He was the bullpen catcher for the A's. Denzel runs. Pitch is fouled into and out of the glove of catcher Grant Wolforth. So Denzel Clark, who was running, will go back to first base. Lazaro Armenteros waiting on deck. One on and one man down, second inning. Shadow now crossing right at the feet of the right-hander. Aaron Brown comes set. Denzel bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch high. Count 2-2. Probably good he did not go. That was a high fastball. So Wolforth probably would have had a pretty good chance to make a good throw. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Denzel takes the lead. Simo waits. Pitch to William. A swing and a miss. And he got him. So 2 down in the inning. First strikeout of the game for Aaron Brown. And the batter is Lazaro Armenteros. Again, one of the more interesting batting lines, I would think, anywhere in Double-A baseball. He's hitting 183. Has struck out not quite half of his at-bats, but has 6 home runs and 27 driven in. Takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. That's a lot going on. Lazaro, right-handed hitter. 1 on, 2 men down after the leadoff walk. Armenteros waits. Brown's pitch just up and away. Ball 1, 1 ball, 1 strike. Drew Swift, the number 9 hitter in the order on deck for the Hounds here in the bottom of the second. They trail it 3-0. Armenteros waits. Pitch from Brown. Just low and outside this time. 2 balls, 1 strike. Aaron not missing by much with either of those last two pitches. Lazaro rocks that right elbow a little bit as he waits. A swing and a miss on a backup pitch. Count goes 2-2. Boy, the outfield tell you how strong that wind is. Lazaro Armenteros has some power. The outfield looks like late in the game trying to prevent a runner's a swing and a miss and a fastball up. And again, strikeouts have really been a huge part of that batting line for Armenteros. That outfield playing so shallow looks like late game when you're tied and just desperation to cut off a run at the plate. Really shallow in this wind. We've played a couple, and the Hooks have the lead. Village Car Wash scored through 2, Corpus Christi 3, Rockhounds nothing.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Hooks lead the Hounds 3-0 as we go to the top half of the third. Zach Daniels will lead it off. 3-4-5 in the order. back, a hard hit ball to first base is his first time. We're still discussing that a little as a hit or error. Called strike to Daniels right down the middle from Jack Perkins. Of course, it would be an earned run for Jack Perkins if that were to be changed. I thought it might be a hit, but we didn't quite get a camera on the replay, so can't get a second look at it, apparently. Pitch down the way, 1-1. As it stands right now, Daniels 0-for-1 reaching on the error. He then scored the second of the three runs in the first inning. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch by Perkins. Well up and in. The count goes 2-1. Zach, missing some time on the injured list, had surgery on his left wrist. But he has been more than solid in his 21 games now with the Hooks hitting 303. Limited action, of course, but good numbers. The 2-1 pitch will get there. Strike called inside part of the plate, not knee high. Count 2-2. Joey Loperfido, whom the Rockhounds and, well, most of the league would prefer took the night off, is on deck. Swinging a chopper, this is going to have to be charged by Brett Harris. Bare hands it and throws him out by a quarter step. Boy, that is just back-to-back terrific defensive plays. Dykeman to end the second and Brett Harris to begin the third. There is no margin for error. Daniels runs well. And that was just a little chopper. Brett had to charge it. And I might add, looking back into the sun as well as he charged in, barehanded it and threw Daniels out. Can't say slap leather because he barehanded it, but that's a beautiful play. Here's Joey Loperfido, 1-for-1 with a run and a ribby. What else is new? Ground ball foul wide of first base. He said there are a good number of guys, hitters on both teams, who have really had impressive numbers in the season series. This is the 14th meeting between the two clubs, third series. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-1. Loperfido hitting now a little over 400. 5 doubles, 2 homers, 15 driven in against the Hounds. Pitch up high for a ball. The count goes 2-1. Of course, the Hounds are not the only team that he has terrorized on the season. He's among the league leaders in multiple categories as Joey swings and sends this one foul, and that will hit something underside of the roof, I think. Boy, and down into the seats in a hurry. Boy, the kiddo got that. I'm guessing did a grown-up. Maybe a grown-up made the catch and gave it to the kiddo. I hope, boy, that ball hit the underside of the roof and came down at a nasty angle into the seats, but all is well, and the kiddo's got a baseball. Loperfido asking for time. And good indicator of his all-around game. He's second in the league in on-base plus slugging. Swing another foul away that rattles the underside of the stadium's roof. Still a 2-2 count. He trails only Ryan Bliss, and not by very much, in fact. Bliss from Amarillo has led the league in hitting all season. He's at 348 still at the halfway point. Pitch to the inside corner, called third strike. Loperfido, I don't think, agreed with the call, but I don't think Joey said very much. He's out on strikes. What a good aggressive pitch, too, by Perkins. Right-hander on the mound, left-hander at the plate. Came down and in and got there over the inside corner for a called third strike. Two out for Colin Barber. RBI single his first time up. Two-run home run last night. Left-handed hitter takes low and inside for a ball. 1-0. Darryl Hernandez, Rockhound shortstop, shading solidly toward the bag at second with a left-handed hitter. And they play him to pull all the way around. Ground ball, and that is right toward Darryl, and he'll make the play. Bond the backhand, throws to first for the out. Well, Jack Perkins would love to emulate Jack Cushing, who gave up 3 in the first inning last night and then did not give up another run the rest of the way, pitching into the 7th. Perkins has a 1-2-3 top half of the 3rd. So to the bottom of the 3rd we go, and our Village Car Wash score of the game remains Corpus Christi Hooks 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And our broadcast from Momentum Bank Ballpark is brought your way by Hilliard IT Solutions and some stuff, I hope you'll agree, good stuff about last night's perfect game. Boy, for the Oakland A's, it's been a challenge on the year, and they have now seen a perfect game added to it. Domingo Germán, who had really struggled his last couple of outings. Well, Herman was absolutely perfect last night. Perfect game. I listened to the last inning or so with Ken Korak and Vince Catronio on the A's cast. And what tremendous, just tremendous performance, I guess, from especially what Vince was saying. The curveball was just absolutely nasty. We go to the third, and the pitch to Drew Swift will miss for ball one. Drew then back to the top of the order for Lawrence Butler and Brett Harris. Aaron Brown, right-hander, delivers, and Drew swings, fouls it away. It's 1-1. Drew Harris so far has enjoyed his stay at the AA level very much. He is hitting .467, thank you kindly. He's 7-for-15. Cheating in at third base is Avilas Jr., looking right into the sun coming over the stadium roof. Pitch just misses outside. The count goes 2-1. Outfield has him played the opposite way and really shallow in right and center. Again, left field will play a little deeper. Ground ball toward third, but that's foul, and Bobby Crosby, in fact, will handle that in the third base coaching box or in that area. Sneaks that. Well, that's a nice one. Sneaks under. It gets under the screen by the railing, and then tossed it gently to a fan about four rows back. Nice job, Bobby. 2-2, and that's fouled away into the Hounds dugout and right back out of it. 2-2, the count to Drew. Right-handed hitter out of Arizona State University. It had a very quiet year at this point. Missed some time on the injured list, did Drew. Played just 11 games in the Arizona Complex League and then on with Lansing before joining the Hounds. Takes down and away, and that pitch dribbles to the dirt. Count goes full, 3-2. Of his 7 base hits, 4 are for extras, 3 doubles, and a triple, which came on his first double-A at bat. He swings and misses here, and he is out on strikes. That is 3 consecutive whiffs for Aaron Brown. Got the last 2 men in the second inning, and leads off here in the third with a strikeout of Drew Swift. And top of the order, Lawrence Butler. Well, he hit a ball well his first time up, but he hit it to right field, and that is smack dab into the teeth of 20-mile-an-hour worth of wind. Takes a bit up and away, ball one, 1-0. Lawrence hitting right about .350 in the season series against the Hooks, has a dozen RBIs against Corpus Christi. Swing a line drive, right side, base hit. Drew Gilbert will make that play, and boy, Lawrence just absolutely ripped that low line drive base hit right field. It'll bring up Brett Harris. Second hit of the game for the Rockhounds. Well, just a low laser there. Good swing of the bat by Lawrence Butler. Here's Brett. Flew out on the first pitch swing in the first inning. A little trivia for you, talking about the perfect game last night. Yankees 11-0 over the A's. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. Let's rewind the clock and just say, going into yesterday's games, prior to Wednesday. Pitch swung on and fouled back, and the count, one ball, one strike. What team had the longest active streak among all major league teams without being no hit? We'll just say going into yesterday's play, since that's when the perfect game was thrown. Perfect game, of course, also a no-hitter. Pitch outside for a ball, 2-1 to Brett Harris. One on, one out, 3-0 Corpus Christi in the last of the third. Going into last night's game in games across the major leagues. Who had the longest active streak without being no-hit among all the big league teams? Called strike to Brett. Count goes 2-2. Right-handed hitting third baseman Lawrence Butler, who runs well, hasn't stolen much of late. Little bouncer foul right over the top of that one and bounced it toward the third base dugout, 2-2. Well, it isn't a trick question. It's simply a question with an ironic answer. The team with the longest streak among all major league teams without being no-hit saw that streak go away last night. It was the Oakland A's. They had not been no-hit since July 13th, 1991. And that is about as close to 32 years on the dot as you can get. Baltimore Orioles, four different Baltimore pitchers no-hit the A's July 13th, 1991. They were not no-hit again until last night, swinging a foul away, and it's 2-2. That was the longest streak since, boy, another very impressive one. The Cincinnati Reds went just over 7,100 games without being no-hit. Ground ball to third base. The second for one for Avila is the pivot. The throw to first won't get Brett. That was a slow-developing attempt, but the lead runner is out. 5-4 put out gets Lawrence Butler at second base. Fielder's choice for Brett. One on and two men down. The A's, by the way, and their streak was 5,010, which ended last night with the perfect game by Domingo Germán. 5,010. The Reds went 2,000 games more. 2,100 more, in fact. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 to Darryl Hernández. A single his first time up. Well, that's a long stretch. Reds were not victims of a no-hitter from June 24th of 71 to April 20th, 2016. 45 years, or just shy of it. Pitch misses, one ball, one strike. One on, two out, third inning, 3-0 Hooks. Runner goes. Brett Harris taken off. Hernández takes all the way and stolen base for Brett Harris. Well, it's a 1-2 count, but boy, Brett just took off and Aaron Brown did not see him. Stolen base for Brett is his sixth of the year in seven attempts. He's in scoring position. Hernández takes just outside. Brown thought the inning was over, and that was a close pitch. By the way, the longest current active streak now belongs to the Nationals, dating back all the way to the Montreal Expos days, 1999. Swinging a foul ball down the left field side. That will find its way onto the grass berm. Oh, and a gentleman made a nice catch on a third hopper. Dating. Oh, he dropped it. I take it all back. Fellow was walking toward the picnic area, and a baseball came bounding his way. Got a nice gentle hop on the upslope of the berm, but couldn't quite make the play. 2-2 count, second time. Check swing, strike three. Darryl Hernández doesn't get fooled like that very often, but he chased one up and out of the zone on a three-quarter swing, and he is out. Fourth strikeout for Aaron Brown. Rockhounds going to base hit, but nothing to go with it. Give you some totals in a moment. A couple of cool notes on that perfect game from last night as well. After three, Village Car Wash score, Hooks three. Rockhounds nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
For the Hooks, it was a repeat performance in the first inning. A three-run top of the first last night, and while it took a few more swings tonight, a three-run top of the first again for Corpus Christi, but this time it is, so far, held up 3-0 Corpus. Hooks got a single from Kennedy Corona. Zach Daniels reaching on an error that was followed by consecutive RBI singles by Joey Loperfido, Colin Barber, and Chad Stevens. Each driving home a single run and 3-0 to score. Rockhounds have not had much going against Aaron Brown. Chad Stevens leads it off. Late swing and a miss. The pitch had great life on it. 92-mile-an-hour fastball with some pretty good movement to it. Stevens, Luis Aviles Jr., and J.C. Correa in the Corpus Christi fourth inning. A swing and a miss. Maybe a foul ball. Yep, got a piece of that. 0-2 is the count. For Corpus Christi, three runs on five hits and no errors, 3-5-0. Rockhounds, no runs, two hits, one error, 0-2-1. Hooks have stranded two. Rockhounds have left three men on base. Pitch just down and in, or down anyway, one ball and two strikes to Chad Stevens. For Chad, that base hit had to feel good. That was just his fourth hit in 39 ABs in the season series, and he drove in a run doing it. Takes down and away here, and the count goes 2-2. Jack Perkins making his third start for the Hounds since being promoted from Lansing. Pitch just missed inside. Count goes full now, so 0-2 is now a 3-2 count. Teams play tomorrow and Saturday evenings at 7. Tank tops for the first 1,000 fans tomorrow. Pitch from Perkins on the 3-2, and he got him. A swing and a miss. Chad Stevens out on strikes. Third strikeout for the Rockhounds right-hander. One down in the fourth, and here is Luis Aviles Jr. 0-1, reached on the fielder's choice his first time. Fireworks on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Saturday will be our normal start time of 7. The only Monday game of the year called strike, and it's 0-1 to Aviles Jr. Both Sunday and Monday, 6:05, first pitch. And again, for Corpus Christi fans, the Hooks will be home at Whataburger Field on Independence Day, 4th of July. Pitch down and away. The scorecard gets a little messy in this kind of wind. It's blowing in, and the wind tends to pick the card up and bangs into the pen. Thank you very much. Ground ball right back to the mound, handled by Jack Perkins. He will underhand the first for the out. Good defensive play by the pitcher. Helps his own cause. Two men down for J.C. Correa. 7 o'clock tomorrow for Tank Tops. 7 o'clock on Saturday with Fireworks. 6:05 Sunday and Monday for Fireworks Nights 2 and 3 in our July Independence Celebration. Correa, the batter. Big swing and a miss. Comes up empty, up in the end, 0-1. Struck out looking his first time. J.C. at 196 on the season. Right-handed hitter, slightly open stance. Takes just low and away. One ball and one strike to count. Top of the fourth inning. 3-0 Corpus Christi. By the way, the Oakland A's, when it comes to no-hitters and perfect games against them, pitch down and away, they have a pretty notable history. The last time a single pitcher no-hit the A's, remember they have not been no-hit until, rather since, I'm sorry, 1991, but that was a four-pitcher effort for Baltimore. Time called now, and William Simonite out to the mound. The last time they were no-hit by one pitcher was 1990, and you've heard of him. He threw seven of them, in fact. Yeah, Nolan Ryan. If you're going to get no hit, might as well get no hit by Nolan Ryan, yeah. It was June 11, 1990. He's swinging a bouncing ball foul wide at third base. Count goes 2-2 to J.C. Correa. By the way, different time, space, and dimension. That was the sixth of Nolan's record seven no-hitters. He walked two, struck out 14, and threw 130 pitches. 2-2. Ground ball right side. Drew Swift is there, makes the play on the edge of sunlight and shadow, throws to first for the out, and the inning is over. And Jack Perkins really kind of doing what Jack Cushing did last night, gave up three in the first and has been really solid since. But the Hooks still lead this ball game as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Our Village Car Wash score, Corpus Christi 3, Rockhounds nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Greg Dykeman flew out to deep center field his first time up. He'll lead it off here in the fourth. It's 3-0 Corpus Christi. Aaron Brown fires a perfect strike right down the middle, great life about knee high. Cheating in at third is Aviles Jr. This pitch bounces to the plate. Count goes 1-1. Aviles is just maybe now a step behind the bag. The rest of the infield playing Greg solidly to pull. Left-handed hitter, 0-for-1 in the game. Pitch swung on, and that is hit high in the air. Right center field looks like Corona. Boy, that wind is something. He's still chasing and makes the catch. Folks, there is a lot of wind here. This is West Texas, and there's that high sky and a whole bunch of sun. And boy, Kennedy Corona worked to make that catch. Second time that Greg is flying out. Grammar are my life. Second fly out to center field. Well, there was nothing easy about that. One man down for Denzel Clark. Walked his first time up. Denzel swings chopper over the pitcher's head, but on a long hop to second base, handled by J.C. Correa. Throw to first for the out. One pitch A.B. That sun, I was watching J.C. and shortstop Chad Stevens. They are standing right on the cusp of the shadow now. It's a deep, crescent-shaped shadow that stretches out, and especially shortstop, anything toward the bag, but both middle infielders are really right on the edge of looking back over the roof of the stadium right into the sun. Here's Shane McGuire now. Again, still cheating in as Aviles. He's inside the bag at third. Shane takes high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Well, Aaron Brown, again, has had his ups and downs against the Hounds, but he has been in command in this one. McGuire looks to bunt, draws the bat back, takes ball two. Shane, left-handed hitter, he flew out to center field his first time up. That's down the middle with an off-speed pitch. Count goes 2-1. Nobody on, two men down. Brown working quickly and very effectively. Delivers to Shane. That's a fastball inside corner. Count goes 2-2. A He's working really quickly. 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled straight back. Boy, another one that rattles in the underside of the roof. It's been a specialty of the house tonight. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Shane McGuire. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the fourth inning. Shane asking for time. He'll step out, take a swing in the breeze. Blue batting gloves on each hand as he takes, and that one is down and in. Did it hit him? Or is that ball four? Shane is going to first base, but I think that's ball three. Well, he started the move to first base with emphasis and authority, but the problem is that's ball three. So now the count is full. And there, for Shane McGuire, the really good news is this is a home game. You do that on the road, and of course you are going to hear about it, but in this case, nobody will pay any attention, and you'll stand back in. Now, you know what the odds are is going to happen right here, right? Three balls, two strikes, and that's just inside for ball four. Oh, Aaron Brown thought he had a strikeout. He dropped down to the haunches just for a moment. That's about as much reaction as you ever see. Well, the odds were that Shane would then strike out after that, but nope. In fact, he draws the walk, so one on with two out for William Simonite. Simo, a strikeout victim, his first time up. 3-0 hooks, two out in the fourth inning, one man on it, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Boy, he has just been battling it as Simo, especially since coming back from his stint with the A's. There's a swing and a chopper back toward the mound. Actually, going to be a foul ball. Foul ball that will be handled behind the plate. Ball was actually sent almost straight down. It's only a guess. That ball may have been foul all the way, but the wind might have even pushed that a little bit. Catcher Wolforth made a good effort to make the play with the ball in fair territory, but foul ball, 0-2 count. So McGuire back to first base, two out in the fourth inning. Simo, right-handed hitter, set to go. Brown from the belt. Short lead for McGuire. Pitch, just down and away. 1-2, ball and two strikes. Brown comes, set, hands right at the belt. Pitch to Simo, got him swinging and a miss. Boy, it's just been a struggle, and boy, just no easy way to put it. You know how tough it is on the player who's just not able to get things going at the dish of late. So Simo out on strikes. That's strikeout number five for Aaron Brown. The walk does no damage, no runs or hits, no errors, and a man left on. Top half of the fifth inning on the way, and our Village Car Wash score of the game remains the Corpus Christi Hooks 3 and the Rockdowns nothing.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
And as we head toward the Independence Day weekend, thanks so much for spending part of your Thursday with us here on Valley Live and MILB TV and rockouts.org. Bob Hart's at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Good to be with you always. Good to share a ball game. Some nights better than others, but always a pleasure, absolutely, positively. Go to the top half of the fifth, 9-1-2 in the Corpus Christi order. Garrett Wolforth, the catcher, will be followed by Drew Gilbert and Kennedy Corona up top. Wolforth bounced out to shortstop Darryl Hernandez, his first time up, right-handed hitter. Swings and sends this pitch straight back. It's 0-1. Mentioning the A's, last time that they were no-hit by a single pitcher, that was Nolan Ryan in 1990. That's pretty notable. before Domingo Herman in the perfect game last night. There's the 0-1, and that sliced foul right side. The A's had only been the victims of a perfect game one other time, and of course there have only been 24 of them ever. The A's, one of those teams that has been around longer than most. The only other time a perfect game was thrown at the A's expense, they were in Philadelphia way back when. Pitch, chopper, foul. You've heard of the guy who no-hit them. The single pitcher to no-hit him was Nolan Ryan. The only other guy to throw a perfect game against the A's was Cy Young. 1904, May the 5th. Pretty impressive history, resume. Pitched down and away, 1-2. Domingo Herman and Cy Young. 1904 and 2023. Pitch down and away for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Well, if you're going to get no hit again, Nolan Ryan would have to be a, you know, why not? And if you're going to have a perfect game tossed against you, might as well be by the guy with the award named after him. Here's the 2-2. That ball lifted high in the air. Right side. Greg Dykeman giving a long run after this ball, but it will fall onto the grass berm and out of play. So Wolforth really doing battle here. He got down 0-2. He's run it to 2-2 and fouled a couple away. I thought one of the really cool things about last night, just the young man who, I guess he's 30. Wow, that's young. That kid who threw the perfect game, Domingo Herman. Here's the pitch down and away, ball three. So Wolforth hitting just 103, but he has now run the count full. Three balls, two strikes, nobody on, nobody out. Pitch from Perkins, and that's sent back out towards second base. Couple of hops to do. Swift makes the play and the throw for the out. So Wolforth certainly battled, but he is out on the ground ball. Domingo Herman is the first pitcher born in the Dominican Republic to throw a perfect game. Again, there have been only 24 of them, of course, but he's the first from the Dominican, and he is from a town we talk about so often, just such a hotbed of baseball, San Pedro de Macorís. Man, you think there was some celebrating, think he's a bit of a hero back there? Pitch down and in to Drew Gilbert for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Gilbert 0 for 2. He has bounced to first base and bounced to second. Left-handed hitter at the dish. 3-0 hooks in the top of the fifth. Pitch from Perkins. Boy, just low and in. Ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Drew hitting just a little over 200, which is a bit surprising. But again, he has drawn basically as many walks as he has strikeouts. And I'll tell you, got an idea of what's going on. Here's a high strike, and it's 2-1. Since joining the hooks from Advanced A, Drew with 29 strikeouts, but 28 bases on balls. Not hitting for average yet, but he's a heck of a player. Swinging a foul back, and the count is 2-2. Almost lost his batting helmet on that one, did the left-handed hitter. Nobody on and one man down, fifth inning. Gilbert, that slightly open stance, ready. 2-2 pitch from Perkins. A swing and a miss, and he got him. What a bottom fell out of that. Swinging strike three. So fourth strikeout for Jack Perkins. Two men down in the fifth inning, and here's Kennedy Corona. Well, the Hooks have five base hits, and Kennedy has two of them. Singled and scored in the first. Singled and was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double in that wonderful play by Greg Dykeman his last time. Swings right through the first offering from Perkins, and it's 0-1. Kennedy, right-handed hitter. Find him on most of the Astros' top 30 prospect lists. Swings and sends a foul ball straight back and out of play. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Zach Daniels would be next in the Corpus Christi fifth inning. All three Hooks runs coming in the first inning. That was the case last night as well. The Rockhounds rallied back to tie early and then Frankensteined a couple together for a 5-3 win. But Aaron Brown hasn't allowed a thing. A swing and a miss, and Corona out on three pitches. Well, just as Jack Cushing did last night, Jack Perkins, three runs in the first inning, and he has given up just one base hit since. And he has now retired the last nine batters in a row as Jack Perkins. But the Hounds' bats have been quiet. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and our Village Car Wash score reads the Hooks 3, the Rock Hounds nothing.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Lazaro Armenteros will lead it off. We go to the bottom half of the fifth. Drew Swift and the top of the order, Lawrence Butler to follow. Well, Jack Perkins has been outstanding since the first inning, but it's 3-0 Hooks. Lazaro takes up high for a ball, 1-0, and Aaron Brown has been outstanding from the get-go. Two singles and two walks. Five strikeouts. Pitch well inside. Ball two, 2-0 to Lazaro. Struck out his first time up. Activity in the bullpen. A couple of guys who have been loosening for Corpus. Pitch is a swing and a foul ball. 2-1. You have two relievers. One of them will be the piggyback starter who will begin to loosen. He'll take a little longer. And I think Cole McDonald, who pitched last night, is the other. And he would be the guy to bridge this inning if Aaron Brown needs it. Pitch inside, ball three. 3-1. So the plan... And this is really ideal if you have piggyback starters. If the first guy goes five, the second guy goes the next four. And that's ideal. Chopper foul 3-2 to Lazaro. But, of course, there are pitch limits and such. Or if Aaron were to get into trouble, Cole McDonald pitched briefly in last night's game between the two piggyback starters. Swinging a number foul off the end of the bat, but the first base line count stays 3-2. Last night it was Peyton Plumlee who started, and Julio Robina finished the game for Corpus Christi. With Cole McDonald, a brief appearance in between, again, just that bridge between the two piggyback starters. 3-2, the count to Lazaro Armenteros. Hooks lead it by the score of 3-0, bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch, that's up high, ball four, so Aaron Brown a little unhappy, I would think, with himself. That pitch clearly looked like it was up and away. Third walk against five strikeouts. And here's Drew Swift. Swift to strike out his first time up. Right-handed hitter, cheating in at third is Aviles Jr. Swift takes, just high, ball one, one ball, no strikes. Drew, that stance slightly open. Otherwise, classic upright stance from the right side. Swings and sends a high fly ball to right field, not deep. Drew Dilbert right there, looking up into a little stretch of sunlight, and he makes that play. Anything hit in the air, boy, until it's in the glove and you have squeezed said glove around the baseball, yeah, nothing is sure. Going to get a visit to the mound. Oh, my, is that going to be it? For Aaron Brown. Oh, man. So frustrating. The Hooks will go to the bullpen. Aaron goes 4 1/3, does not give up a run, and is not eligible for the decision, and will leave with a 3-0 lead. It'll be one man on and one man down. And again, boy, this day and age, pitch limits, they are really adhered to. So in the fifth inning, see who comes on here for the Hooks. It's the same guy as last night. I think it's Cole McDonald. It sure is. McDonald, again, was the guy who bridged between the two starters last evening. And I realize only one guy can actually start a game, but they are referred to, of course, as piggyback starters. So Cole McDonald will again come on here. Aaron Brown goes 4 1/3 innings. He gave up only 2 base hits. So, again, he had that 10-plus ERA against the Hounds. Boy, not this time. He walked 3 batters and struck out 5. No runs allowed. He is responsible for Lázaro Armenteros, who was on at first base. 3-0, the Hooks lead on a hat trick in the first inning. Game number 2 all around the Texas League. And checking the other scores briefly for you, Arkansas is leading Springfield 2-1. Ball games at the bottom of the sixth at North Little Rock. Springfield playing so well down the stretch of the first half. They lost to Arkansas last night. They've out hit the Travelers 6-2, but they trailed the game 2-1, and the Travs are threatening in the sixth. Frisco is at San Antonio. The Rough Riders, that is one talented group still, that roster. They lead San Antonio 1-0, top of the fifth in San Antonio. Amarillo is thumping Tulsa 9-3 in the panhandle. That game in the bottom of the third. Welcome to Hodgetown. Here is Lawrence Butler now. And Cole McDonald's first pitch, swing and a miss. Starts him with an off-speed delivery, and Lawrence out in front and over the top. And Wichita, well, they scored 15 last night. They lead Northwest Arkansas 3-1. First series of half number two. Lawrence, a swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Quick 0-2 count. One on, one out. Bottom of the fifth. Timeout called by the Hounds DH. Lots of interesting storylines, and of course, lots of roster changes. And that is ongoing at this level, the 0-2 pitch. And that ball looped into shallow left, but back to make the play is shortstop Chad Stevens. So a little flare into shallow left, handled. Two men out, and here's Brett Harris. He is 0-2 with a fielder's choice and a stolen base. Frisco still, again, that was the, according to MLB.com, the most talented roster in all of minor league baseball when the season began. You know, Frisco's got some talent. See how they will perform in the second half. Finished fifth, 5.5 back in the first half. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. Springfield was playing terrific baseball down the stretch. San Antonio, first half champ in the South. They just lost Tirso Ornelas to a promotion, though, and was a big part of that offense. Terrific run producer. Stretch in the pitch by McDonald. Down away and back to the screen. Down to second base goes Lázaro, and it'll be a wild pitch. So a 2-0 count to Brett Harris, runner in scoring position with two men down in the fifth inning. Of course, the two divisions were so remarkably different in the way the pennant races unfolded. Springfield, Northwest Arkansas, and Wichita were all double digits out of first place, and really that was almost just beginning, say, halfway through the first half. 2-0 pitch, fouled straight back. It's 2-1. The South, meantime, separated by only 5.5 games top to bottom, with San Antonio winning. Amarillo was 3 games back, Corpus Christi 4, Hounds 5, and Frisco 5.5. 2-1 stretch, pitch, Roller, right side, got a chance, going to dribble into right field. That's a base hit. Going to send the runner home, and Drew Gilbert ran right over the top of it. Won't matter. The runner was being sent anyway. RBI single for Brett Harris. Again, Gilbert did run over that, but Bobby was sending the runner all the way. So Brett Harris drives in the first run of the game for the Rockhounds, his team-high 43rd RBI. And again, for Brett, the month of June has not treated him very well at the dish, and so that will be a base hit and a ribby. Darryl Hernandez steps in, but pitched way down and away, and Garrett Wolforth did a nice job just kind of blocking that ball. Kind of lost his balance a little bit, but blocked the pitch nonetheless. Darryl Hernandez, an infield single, and a strikeout swinging. He's 1-for-2. Run is charged to Aaron Brown. Pitch to Hernandez, strike call, just got there outside corner. So double the frustration for Aaron. He went 4 1/3, didn't go quite deep enough into the game to qualify for a decision, and he gives up a run when an inherited runner scores. Pitch way outside for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. So Hernandez is the tying run at the plate. Score now 3-1, bottom of the fifth inning. Stretch by Cole McDonald. And the pitch to Hernandez, and that's up high. Fastball at 95. But the count goes 3-1, 3-1. Darryl at 326 coming into the game, 5 home runs, 35 driven in. Pitch from McDonald, and that is down and away, and that's ball 4. So McDonald has uncorked a wild pitch. He's given up a base hit and now a walk. And that will bring up Greg Dykeman. Boy, for a left-handed hitter, of course, normally if you have just moderate wind, anywhere from no wind to moderate, right field is so very reachable with that short porch, but that wind is 20 miles an hour, and it is largely inward and right to left. Greg takes a called strike, and the count is 0-1. He's flown out twice to center field, has the Rockhounds right fielder. 2-on, 2-out, tying runs on base. 3-1, bottom of the fifth inning, Corpus Christi in the lead. Pitch sails up and away from Cole McDonald. 1-1 to count. Cole McDonald making his 18th appearance. He's been outstanding for the Hooks, a 2.95 ERA. Has 4 saves and 5 chances. This is not one of those. A bouncing ball foul, and count is 1-2 as Dykeman over the top of that pitch. Everybody clap your hands. Base runner at second is Brett Harris. Runner at first is Darryl Hernandez. Neither are high-volume base stealers, but both can run. Dykeman waits. Count is 1-2. Greg from the left side. Stretched by McDonald. Looks at the runner at second. Delivers and a bouncer foul. Got over the top of that, but hangs in. Does the Hounds right fielder. 1-2 to count. Greg at 234 overall in the year. Again, 0-2 in this one. And a nice stretch going. There's Greg, last 15 games, hitting about 325, including tonight. Stretch in the 1-2, just down and in. The count evens up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the guy with a lot of pop hit home runs in 4 consecutive games at one point not long ago. Asked him if he'd ever done that before. The guy smiled and said, yeah, last year he did it. He had 6 at home runs in 6 consecutive games last year. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 on, 2 out. Stretch and the pitch on away from McDonald, and he got him swinging a miss down and in. Greg drops to his knees. He swung hard at that, but came up empty on a breaking pitch. So Cole McDonald gives up an inherited runner, but he also gets the strikeout to end the inning. So for the Rockhounds, 1 run on 1 hit, a couple of walks, no errors, and 2 men are left on base. Still have only 3 hits in this game, and we'll give you totals in a moment. But they are on the board. And we will go to the top half of the sixth after five complete. Village Car Wash scores. The Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks. And the Hooks are on top 3-1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
For the Corpus Christi Hooks, Act 1 and Act 2 have been virtually the same, little different road. But three runs at the top of the first inning last night. Three runs at the top of the first inning tonight. The Hounds answered very quickly in last night's game, but they have not in this game until scoring one run in the last of the fifth. So 3-1 Corpus Christi through five innings. Line score looks like this. Hooks have three runs on six hits. Rockhounds have one run on three hits. And I am guessing we had a change in the scoring that was being discussed. And if so, that would be the ball hit by Zach Daniels back in the first inning. So double check on that. Didn't get the clarification of the official word. Here is Zach Daniels. Takes up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Let's see if Zach's got a base hit. He does. So we're back in the first inning. That's been changed from an error to a hit. And I think probably the right decision. Pitch high for a ball, two balls and no strikes. So Zach Daniels 1-for-2. Last time up a little chopper to third that Brett Harris made a terrific play on. Jack Perkins back to work, 2-0 pitch. Boy, just down low, 94 with some action on it, but it stayed down. Count goes 3-0. Zach Daniels, Joey Loperfido, and Colin Barber here in the sixth. This pitcher called strike, and the count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. So all three runs are earned for Jack Perkins in this game. Pitch swung and sent down the right field side, a base hit. Good inside-out swing by Zach Daniels. Greg Dykeman will get there and make another good play. That'll limit Daniels to a single. Well, it was nine in a row retired prior to that swing of the bat. And here's Joey Loperfido with one man on and nobody down. Single toward the right field line. So seven base hits for Corpus Christi in this game. RBIs in the first on consecutive singles by Loperfido, Colin Barber, and Chad Stevens. Loperfido stands in, takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Rockhounds scoring a few moments ago. RBI single, Brett Harris. His team leading 43rd. He ranks among the top 10 in the league. Loperfido waits, his hands way up high. Again, tall left-handed hitter stands in. Daniels draws a throw, a little wide glove by Shane McGuire. And Loperfido just under 300 on the year and just really good numbers right across the board. I mentioned he's second in the league in on-base plus slugging, OPS. Pretty good measure of the type of season he's having. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. Boy, first time Jack has really struggled to find the zone. He went 3-0 on Zach Daniels, 2-0 now to Loperfido, and that's a spot you don't want to get into. Stirring, but nobody throwing in the Hounds bullpen. Pitch from Perkins, that's up high. That's ball three, so back-to-back 3-0 counts. One on, nobody down. And, of course, just moments after the Hounds got on the board for the first time in this game. Loperfido waits, 3-0 count. Pitch from Perkins, and that is up high. That's ball four. First walk of the game for Jack Perkins. It's two on and nobody out. And that will bring up Colin Barber. Barber's had an outstanding series already in just a game and a half. He had a two-run home run last night as an RBI single in this game. And now Shane McGuire out for a visit. Kind of thought, so here comes Chris Smith now. Rocktown's pitching coach will join that conversation. Kind of wondered if Chris might come out at this point. Again, Perkins has been really sharp in terms of the strike zone until this inning. So Zach Daniels is on at second base, Loperfido on at first. Yet you look at Joey, he's not a guy that you necessarily would expect to be a really good base runner. He's very tall, of course, is Loperfido, a power guy as well. But he's 14 out of 15 on the base paths. Zach Daniels, 5 out of 6 in, again, just 21 games played for the Hook. So both guys on base can run. And it's 2 on, nobody down. Hounds will get activity now in the right field bullpen. Corpus Christi leading it by the score of 3-1. 2 on, nobody down, top of the 6th. Colin Barber, left-handed hitter. Guy has dealt with injury a good amount of his pro career. Takes up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. I do not remember a two-ball, no-strike count in this game until this inning. Might have been when it was one, sure, to Drew Gilbert in the 5th. Came back and struck him out. Pitch swung on it. He said high in the air, right center field. The wind will keep this more than playable. In fact, it's not going to go very deep at all. Dykeman makes the catch. Runner will tag. Comes to third base. The throw is going to be a little wide. So lead runner advances, Zach Daniels. Good hustle. Barber with a towering fly ball at the wind just gobbled up. So to third is Daniels. Runners at the corners. One man down. And here's Chad Stevens. RBI single and a strikeout in 2 trips. Hook shortstop hitting .229 on the season. So a big batter here for Jack Perkins. Runners at the corners, a single and a walk with that fly ball advancing the lead runner. Stevens takes down in the dirt. Good block by William Simonite. One ball, no strikes. Good play there. Behind the plate by Simo. Chad Stevens, Californian. He's 24 years of age, 6'4", 220. Shortstop out of Walnut Creek, California. Home of the Pac-12, at least it was at one point. Don't know if anything's the home of the Pac-12 anymore. Swinging strike here, and the count goes one ball, one strike. I grew up in Seattle. I've been here a long time, but I grew up in Seattle and watched a lot of Pac-5, Pac-10, Pac-12, and woo, things becoming a mess. One ball, one strike. Swing and a high pop-up. Right side, drifting with the wind. And it's going to reach the seats, I think. Yep, sure will. By a bunch. Well, wind really pushing that baseball around. I don't know what the point is, or at what point. I should phrase that a little differently. At what point the wind just starts to overpower a baseball. And that's 6 ounces of Rawlings baseball. And got wind of 20 miles an hour the last 2 nights. And it has really pushed the old horse hide around a lot. Anything in the air really is an adventure. 1-2 count, Stevens waits. Perkins from the stretch, and Jack's pitch swung on and missed, got him. Fastball up and in. Boy, that's been the high number for Chad Stevens. That's 95 strikeouts on this season, 2 in this game. Strikeout number 6 for Jack Perkins, and here is Luis Aviles Jr. So if that was a big at-bat, this one all the bigger. First and third, 2 men down. 3-1 the score. Perkins likely in his last inning. He would like to take care of business himself right here. Aviles waits from the right side. Stretch and pitch. Backs up. Heart of the plate. Called strike. 0-1. Luis taps the plate. 0-2 in this game, a fielder's choice, and he bounced out to pitcher Jack Perkins his last time. Runners at the corners, pitch swung on in, missed. Boy, he went after that with gusto, and the count is 0-2. Aviles will ask for time again. Luis started the year with the Padres, playing in San Antonio. Signed with the Astros not long ago as a free agent, playing in his 16th game with the Hooks. Stretch by Perkins, count 0-2. Runners at the corners, 2 out. Pitch swung on and missed. He got him. Well, Jack Perkins, I've really liked so much of what we have seen from Jack. He gave up three in the first inning, and since that time, he gave up two singles and a walk, and that's it. He pitches through six innings. One would think his evening over, but we shall see. And we'll go to the bottom half of the sixth inning of play. And it's still a two-run lead for the Corpus Christi Hooks. Village Car Wash, score of our game. Hooks 3, Hounds 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Ryan Gusto has just joined the ball club this week, and he is the second of the piggyback starters in this game. So Ryan Gusto is on to pitch Cole McDonald for the second straight game as the pitcher who will build the bridge between the first and second. Ryan Gusto on. McDonald goes two-thirds of an inning, goes Cole. Gave up one hit, no runs of his own. He did, however, give up an inherited runner. One walk and one strikeout, one wild pitch. So it is Gusto to face Denzel Clark, and the bottom of the sixth inning gets underway. Pitch down and away for ball one. Denzel has walked and bounced to second. He'll be followed by Shane McGuire and William Simonite. Jack Perkins, a nice escape. It's still 3-1. Pitch way outside for a ball, 2-0. Activity continues for the Hounds in the bullpen, so Jack's evening, we can assume, is through. Well, again, he's going to be a guy I'm really looking forward to watching over the second half of this season. Swinging a ground ball to shortstop. Stevens has it. He has to hurry the throw a little bit. Denzel runs well, but he's out. Good, strong throw by Chad Stevens. One out in the sixth inning. Here's Shane McGuire. Thrown to center and walked in two trips. He is 0 for 1. Again, look, he gave up the three runs in the first inning. They will all be earned again, as we mentioned. Scoring change, and I think that's the proper way to score. And sharply hit ball back in the first inning. Pitch to McGuire inside for a ball. But very, very similar to Jack Cushing last night. Jack gave up three runs in the first inning. He actually pitched one out into the seventh and gave up nothing more. And the same with Jack Perkins. Pitched down and in. One ball, one strike. Jack will go six innings, seven hits, three runs all earned. One walk and six strikeouts. But of those hits, five came in the first inning, and they were in succession. Called strike to McGuire. It's 1-2. So, man, the top of the first has been unpleasant for the Hounds in this series so far. McGuire waits to the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Checkmate is now 2-2. It is now 2-2. Wondered about that last one. I wrote it down incorrectly. 2-2 to Shane McGuire. William Simonite on deck. 3-1 Hooks. Last of the sixth. Field entirely in shadows now, which is welcome, I'm sure. Both on the field and in the stands, for that matter. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch down and in ball three. Full count. McGuire, left-handed hitter. Shane waits the payoff pitch. Woo, up and in, and it hit him. So that goes as a hit by pitch. It's certainly, it's basically a walk, but it got away and hit him. So one on with one man down, tying run at the plate, and William Simonite will be the batter. Ryan Gusto is 6'4", 232 pounds. He's out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Split last season between the two full-season single-A stops in the Astros farm, Fayetteville and Asheville. And he faces William Simonite. Simo 0 for 2, a couple of strikeouts. Cheating in at third is Aviles. And a big swing and a miss comes up empty, 0-1. Boy, Aviles all the way to his feet were actually on the infield grass a couple of moments ago. That's legal, of course. Can't be on the outfield grass. Pitch swung on, fouled away. Well, it just has to feel when you're in a slump, and again, Simo's been struggling of late, you just feel like that count is 0-2 when you walk to the plate. He is down 0-2 with one on and one man down. Gusto comes set. And the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball toward third base. That's a fair ball down the line. Simo sends that one down into the left field corner. Round and second on his way. Third going to wave the runner home. Here comes Shane McGuire, and the throw will be cut off. William Simonite drives one home. How good must that feel? Man, if you're going to break a slump, how about an 0-2 RBI double down the left field line? Shane McGuire comes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, and the tying run is in scoring position. Boy, just turned on that ball and just sent a sharp ground ball down the line. Aviles made a nice effort, could not get there. It is 3-2 in the sixth, and here is Lázaro Armenteros. One on, one out. It's Lázaro swinging, fouls it away, and it's 0-1. Well, I'll give you this number now just because he just busted out of it. William Simonite came to the plate a moment ago, 2 for his last 40 with 18 strikeouts, and he just doubled home a run. Dance is off second. Easy, Simo. Pitch is swung out of the miss. 0-2. Man, I mean, that was vim and bigger. Dancing off the bag at second. By the way, one of the most popular guys in the ball club last year and again this year is William Simonite. It was so good to see him bust out of that. It was just a tough, tough streak. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 1-2. And obviously, now we're on Dolly Live and MILB TV. I'm not trying to cheerlead on. He's just saying that it's a guy who is, you know, he puts in the work. And it's just been an absolute struggle. But I don't care who you are, who you play for, 2 for 40 and get an RBI double. Has to feel tremendous. Swinging a foul out of play, and the count stays 1-2 to Lázaro Armenteros. Drew Swift on deck. So a similar scenario, although developing differently since the first inning tonight. The Hooks with 3 in the first. The Hounds tonight very slowly rallying back. Single runs in the fifth and here the sixth inning, so 3-2. 1-2 count. Armenteros waits. Pitch by Gusto. Got him. Strike 3 outside half, and Lázaro knew it. So he is out on strikes, and tip of the cap to Gusto comes back with a strikeout. 2 down in the sixth. Here's Drew Swift. 0 for 2 in this game. 7 for 17 now. Right-handed hitter reaches out, taps that dish, wheels the bat around once and twice, and now time called, I think, at home plate. Now catcher Garrett Wolforth asking for time. Now we'll get back to it. William Simonite on at second base. RBI his 10th of this season, should have mentioned. It's to Swift, outside off the corner. Count 1 ball, no strikes. And wind has not relented. Boy, basically it has not relented since last night. It's like they turned on the same weather, same fan. Pitch breaks down and away for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Started the game at 97, at about 92 degrees still. Still playing largely under Ma Nature's light. Field in shadows, but stadium lights barely taking effect. Pitch to Swift. Fouled it away to Drew. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Right-handed hitter. Ball kicked off the screen and rolled back out onto the playing surface. Joey Loperfido will take care of the house cleaning duties. Last of the sixth. 3-2 Corpus Christi. Runner in scoring position, two out. Pitch to Swift. Ground ball, right side to his left, making the play on the move and throwing and throwing away. Correa's throw is wide. Tie game. Run scores. That's a hit compounded by an error. So no RBI, but the game is tied. Simo comes across, so base hit for Drew Swift, compounded by the throwing error. Swift is still at first, so he gets the infield single. Simonite goes to third base on the hit, scores on the throwing error by Correa, who just simply yanked it wide. So we are all tied here in the last of the sixth. And Drew Swift continues to be a remarkable story. He's now 8 for 18. That's 444. So the run at this point would be an unearned run against Gusto. And we're getting a visit to the mound here from the Hooks dugout as John Kobolik, the pitching coach, will pay a visit. So infield single for Swift. Run scores on the throwing error. Correa ranged nicely to his left. That ball was fairly sharply hit. And Correa ranged to his left, got to the ball, but was in motion as he tried to throw and just yanked it a little bit wide. Now here's Lawrence Butler. And we are brand new at three. Butler waits, pitched by Gusto. Down the middle, called strike 0-1. Lawrence 1-for-3. Singled in the third inning. He's flown to right and popped into shallow left field with shortstop Chad Stevens making the play. Oh, and stretch. Swift is running. Kind of thought he was pitching his low and in the throw on a hop. Did they get him? Nope. Ball dribbled loose. Close play. Swift with a stolen base. Drew's first. Oh, you love that. Tie-breaking run gets into scoring position. Pitch was a ball to Lawrence Butler, so it's 1-1. Tie-breaking run in scoring position. Hounds have run much less since Cooper Bowman's injury. Bowman, of course, was the leading base stealer in the league when he was sidelined. Pitch swung on and bounced toward first, but that'll be a foul ball. Lawrence out in front and over the top of that one. So it's 1-2. The Lawrence Butler game now tied at 3 apiece. Hounds have really Frankensteined all three runs together, including the William Simonite double. Pitch, chopper, back toward the mound, swinging bunt, going to be handled. Boy, the off-balance throw, and it is picked out. A great play by Lo Perfido at first. Garrett Wolforth hustled after that swinging bunt, made a low throw. That was a great effort by the catcher, and what a pick by Lo Perfido. I mean, that was a low fastball. That was nicely handled by Wolforth just to get to it. And that ball could have gone down the line very easily. Lo Perfido makes the pick. So the Rockhounds scored two runs on two hits, one error, one man left. Hounds will go to the bullpen. We go to the top of the seventh. And as we do, we are now brand new. Through six complete, Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds and the Corpus Christi Hooks at three all time.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Calvin Coker coming on to pitch, and J.C. Correa will face him, and swings and lines one to left, I was about to say, as J.C. takes the first pitch of the inning and drives it to left for a single. Correa coming to the plate with a bat in his hand and a chip on his shoulder after the throwing error allowed the tying run to score, and he wastes zero time in some atonement with a line drive single just that quickly. Hooks have the go-ahead run on with nobody out here in the seventh, and here's Garrett Wolforth. Right-handed hitting catcher has bounced out twice. Swings and misses, comes up empty. Calvin Coker, who has been the most utilized pitcher out of the Rockhounds bullpen, comes on here in the seventh. Calvin 1-2, very good 4.11 ERA. Delivery swung on and missed, boy, pitch down and in, count quickly 0-2. Correa sure liked the first pitch he saw and drove it to left. Calvin, 35 innings, 37 base hits, 9 walks, 23 strikeouts. Drops down, gives you that three-quarter arm motion, a bouncer foul at the plate, count stays 0-2. Double-check my line on Jack Cushing, comparing him to Jack Cushing's performance last night. Jack Perkins, I shorted him a strikeout when I gave you his numbers a few minutes ago. Pitch down and in for a ball. It's 1-2, a ball and two strikes. So Jack will go six. He gave up 3 runs in that first inning, as Cushing did last night. And nothing more through his next 5 innings. Swing and a miss and a backup pitch, and Calvin Coker strikes out Garrett Wolforth. That's 8 strikeouts for the team. Number 1, of course, for Calvin since coming in. So Jack Perkins, 6 innings, 7 base hits, 3 runs all earned, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Didn't check off the strikeout of Avilas on my card. That was the last batter he faced. So 7 whiffs. Here's Drew Gilbert. 1 on, 1 out. Pitch by Coker. Outside corner. Got there at the knees. Called strike 0-1. Gilbert, a left-handed hitter. And Coker, a right-hander who comes from the far right side of the pitcher's rubber in that almost sidearm motion. 1 on, 1 out. Pitch to Gilbert, and he chopped that one foul right at the plate. Count is 0-2. And of course, of the 3 runs in the first inning count, don't get me wrong, but again, for a pitcher in just his third double-A outing, I thought Jack Perkins showed a lot of good stuff tonight. 1 on, 1 man down, 0-2 count to Gilbert. He's been tough when we have seen him with 2 strikes in the count. Pitch, and he bounces another one foul at the plate. Count stays 0-2. Kennedy Corona on deck. Zach Daniels in the hole. We're at the top of the stretch inning, and we are tied at 3. Gilbert asking for time, and now we'll stand back in. Hounds have him shaded solidly to pull in the infield. Left-handed hitter waits, pitch from Coker, and that's bounced toward first base. McGuire will make the play. He'll have to come to first. Boy, does just in time. Drew Swift covering the bag at second. The second baseman is covering the bag at first. Shane thought about trying to get the lead runner. Gave a look that way. Gilbert is fast, and that will eventually go. It's not a bunt, but it is a 3-4 putout. Here is Kennedy Corona. Corona 2-for-3, 2 singles, a run scored. He's also struck out one time. And that, by the way, was the sound of the scorecard being lofted by the wind directly into the broadcaster. Thank you very much. Let the paperweight go for just a moment. The wind got there. Corona, right-handed hitter, tie-breaking run in scoring position, 2 down. Pitch, got there over the heart of the plate, called strike 0-1. Calvin with a 90-mile-an-hour pitch with a whole bunch of lateral movement on it. Corona waits, taps the right shoulder with a bat as he sets up. Pitch from Coker, swung on, bounced foul wide at third base. You know, the count 0-2. Boy, another big batter here. That, by the way, a pretty brave effort by Joe Thon, Corpus manager and third base coach, as most of the managers are. Tried to bare hand that ball. That was going, that had some velocity on it. 0-2 count to Corona. Zach Daniels on deck. 3-3 tie, top of the seventh inning. Corona waits, slightly closed stance for the right-handed hitter. Coker set, 0-2 count. Calvin's pitch is lined into left field, a base hit, the tie is broken. Boy, just sat back on that pitch, turned on it, and drilled it. That is another 0-2 base hit. That's Corona's second 0-2 hit in this ballgame, and this one drives home a run. So Correa comes across to score, breaks the tie. It's 4-3. And that brings up Zach Daniels, and he is 2-for-3 in this game. Daniels waits. First pitch swung on and missed. Backed up on him a bit. 0-1 to count. RBI for Corona, his 33rd of this season. He's on at first base. The score now 4-3, Corpus Christi. Daniels swings, bounces this one foul, and again it's 0-2. Corona back in the first inning, an 0-2 single. Zach Daniels, who is at the plate with an 0-2 count now, he had an 0-2 base hit. A couple of them in the first inning last night. So they have been significant, not just from the perspective of a good at-bat, but they've also led to some damage for the Hooks. Corpus Christi scoring outside of the first inning for the first time. Runner goes. Pitch is taken, and that's called third strike, and the inning is over. Boy, Daniels just frozen at the plate. That pitch right down the chute. But the Hooks get a run on two base hits. No errors, and one man is left on base. A little non-Googleable trivia coming up. Take me out to the ballgame time, and our Village Car Wash score of this ballgame now reads Corpus Christi 4, the Rockhounds 3.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Last of the seventh, 4-3, Corpus Christi the lead. It'll be Brett Harris, Daryl Hernandez, and Greg Dykeman, 2-3-4 in the Rockhounds order against Ryan Gusto, who is, of course, now the pitcher of record. And he was at the end of the last half inning as well. According to the movie Field of Dreams, which is my favorite movie of all time, as if that is important at all, it is not, but it's true. In the movie, there is a character named Archibald Moonlight Graham, and it was said that he played for the old New York Giants, that he played in only one game. He played in the bottom of the eighth inning as a defensive replacement in right field against the Brooklyn. They weren't the Dodgers then. They were the Superbas, but against Brooklyn, that he never got to the plate, and that was the end of his career. But that's in the movie. And then went on to become a doctor in his hometown of Chisholm, Minnesota. Is that story true or not? Here's Brett Harris. Right-handed hitter, RBI's last time. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Boy, just without a peel, that was interesting, but just enough of a swing to have the home plate umpire call it. It's Chris Presley Murphy, by the way. And we did get the umpires squared away. Thank you to the guys. Appreciate it. 0-1 pitch looking to bunt. Brett takes outside for a ball. Chris has missed some time. Chris Presley Murphy, our crew chief, missed some time, sustained a concussion, or was at least was in the protocol. Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on in this 1-2. So, man, just glad he's back. Chris is from Lodi, California. Nate Dieterich from Victorville, California, is at first base. And Ben Engstrand from West Des Moines, Iowa, is our third base umpire. Good group. Very good group. One ball and two strikes to count. Glad we have them now where they are assigned. Didn't have that last night. Pitch high ball 2-2. Got one email asking him. It was an anonymous email. I mean, I have the email address, but I don't know the person, but asking if he or she really heard a Led Zeppelin reference. And, yeah, you did. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and sliced foul out of play. Last night we hadn't, yesterday before the game, I found out why later. Chris was not certain that he was going to be able to umpire yesterday. He kind of got the go-ahead late in the day. But we did not have the assignments for the crew, and so I just mentioned that was, as Led Zeppelin would say, a communication breakdown. And somebody picked up on it. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed, and Brett out on strikes. So Brett Harris, a strikeout victim. Ryan Gusto's second. Darryl Hernandez, 4-3 hooks in the last of the seventh. Darryl, 1-for-2, an infield single, a strikeout, and a walk. Archibald Moonlight Graham is the tale they tell in Field of Dreams. True or not? And I'll tell you why I bring that up. First pitch to Darryl. Boy, swing and a miss. I don't know where he was trying to deposit that baseball, but it was nowhere near here. That was a rip. No balls to strike the count. The 0-1 pitch down off the outside corner just wide. One ball, one strike. And the evening now is last of the sunlight is gone. Stadium lights start to take effect. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, sliced foul out of play. 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Well, the answer is, it's true. W.P. Kinsella's book was called Shoeless Joe, and then a movie Field of Dreams based on it. And he actually did some research. There are a lot of players who had just that little mini cup of coffee, such as Moonlight Graham. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, but he liked the nickname, Moonlight Graham, and he was really Archibald Moonlight Graham was his nickname. He played on this date. 1905, Moonlight Graham was sent to play right field for the Giants at Brooklyn against the team that would now be the Dodgers. 1-2 pitch, down and away, 2-2. They were then called the Superbas. Giants were leading 11-1. John McGraw pointed a bony finger at me and said, right field. I love that line. Great Burt Lancaster played the role in the movie. Two balls, two strikes, stretch and pitch. Hernandez fouls another one away. Still 2-2 to Darryl. And yep, Moonlight Graham played in the last of the eighth inning defensively. He did not get to the plate. 27-year-old career minor leaguer. That was his only appearance in the big leagues, and I do believe, now I forgot to double-check this today, but I know I do this often, or not unoften. Here's ground ball up middle. It's handled by Stevens behind the back. Unloads and got him. Terrific play by Chad Stevens. Hook shortstop ranging on the edge of the grass. Back up the middle behind the bag. Hernandez runs well. That's a really nice play by Chad Stevens. Keeps the tying run off base. Two men down for Greg Dykeman, 0-for-3. A couple of fly ball outs to center field and a strikeout. I believe the doctor part is also correct about Archibald Graham. Became a beloved physician in Chisholm, Minnesota. Pitch drops down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. It was on this date, 1905. Moonlight Graham in right field for the Giants. So many great lines in that movie, too. Again, all-time favorite of mine. One ball and no strikes to count. Swing and a high fly ball to right field. Not deep at all. Drew Gilbert coming on. And he's got it. Boy, that ball just got in on Greg a little bit, and he skied it to right. And the Rockhounds, for the first time in this game, go in order. It's going 1-2-3. The hooks have gone up and down three times. But Corpus Christi leads it. We played seven. Our Village Car Wash score this game, the Hooks 4 and the Rockhounds 3.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans.
In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Played seven innings at Momentum Bank Ballpark in the Corpus Christi Hooks, breaking a 3-all tie. They lead it 4-3 to the top of the eighth inning. On the pitch is Austin Briggs out of the Rockhounds bullpen. So one inning for Calvin Coker, gave up a run on two base hits, no walks, two strikeouts. He's the pitcher of record. And Joey Loperfido will lead it off with Colin Barber and Chad Stevens to follow. And way back in the first inning, five consecutive singles by the Hooks. Jack Perkins gave up seven hits in six innings, five of them in order or in consecutive fashion in the first inning. Briggs delivers one down and bounces to the plate down and away, 1-0 to Loperfido. Four different players have driven in one run each for the Hooks in this game. Pitch down and away for ball two, two balls, no strikes. Hooks got three in the first inning. RBI's Loperfido, the man now at the plate. Colin Barber, who is on deck, and Chad Stevens, who will follow. They each had RBI singles in the first. 2-0 count, dangerous territory to Loperfido. He takes high and away, ball three, 3-0. Hounds got on the board in the fifth inning. Lazaro Armenteros, a walk, went to second on a wild pitch, scored on a Brett Harris RBI single to right field. Pitch. Boy, just low, ball four. Leadoff walk for Joey Loperfido. He's one for two with two bases on balls in this game. And remember, he is an outstanding base dealer, is the big fella. There is a left-hander on the mound in Austin Briggs, but Loperfido, 14 out of 15 on the base paths. Hounds got two runs in the fifth inning. Brett Harrison, an RBI single, the second run scoring. Or, I'm sorry, a single run in the sixth inning as well. Pitch from Austin Briggs misses. This is ball one. One ball, no strikes. Colin Barber, one for three, RBI single. One on, nobody out. Pitch, a fastball, low, ball two. Six in a row out of the zone for Austin. Hounds with a single run on the Harris single in the fifth, I beg your pardon. Then in the sixth inning, RBI double by William Simonite. And a run scoring on a base hit compounded by an error. Pitch up and in, ball three. And, of course, any time you have seven consecutive pitches out of the zone by the guy from the home team, you know the crowd will start to stir. There's a strike on the outside edge, 3-1. And there's always somebody who gives you the sarcastic applause. I've never quite understood that. 3-1 to count. Loperfido is short lead at first. Pitch, well, that's way down and away. And so Austin Briggs back-to-back walks here to start the eighth. And Corpus Christi a chance here to put some distance between themselves and the Rockhounds. And Chris Smith going to come out, the Rockhounds pitching coach, for a visit. So top half of the eighth inning, 2-1 and nobody out. In this ball game, Corpus Christi four runs on nine hits, one error, 4-9-1. Rockhounds three runs, five hits, no errors, 3-5-0. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, that'll be Tank Top Night. That's kind of cool. First 1,000 fans receive a free Rockhounds Tank Top tomorrow. Gates open at 6, first pitch at 7. Fireworks on Saturday, 7 o'clock first pitch. And fireworks continue Sunday and Monday as we celebrate America's independence with our July independence celebration. Sunday and Monday, 6:05 first pitch. Fireworks to follow. And here's Chad Stevens, 1-for-3, RBI single, 2 on, nobody out, and the pitch is down and away, ball one. And command has been the issue largely for Austin Briggs. 16 walks in, 21 and a third coming in, delivers, and that's inside, and that's ball two. And the hands quickly get a right-hander up and warming. A four-pitch walk to Joey Loperfido, a five-pitch walk to Colin Barber, and it's 2-0 to Chad Stevens. Pitch is down and in, ball three. Boy, and it's a slightly different pressure, I would think, at home than it is on the road. Either way, you know that that pitcher's mound right now feels like a lonely spot. 3-0 pitch. That's a strike, 3-1. 2-1, nobody down. Luis Aviles Jr. on deck. Chad Stevens, the batter. RBI was his 28th back in the first inning. Tall right-handed hitter waits. Pitched by Briggs, and that's lined into right field. Coming on is Dykeman. He'll make the catch. Boy, just a inside-out swing line drive off the bat of Chad Stevens, and that is handled by Dykeman in right field. That's a well-hit ball. Two on, one out. Here's Luis Aviles Jr. Here comes Bobby, and that's going to be it for Austin Briggs. So, a frustrating one-third of an inning, I'm sure, for the Rockhounds. Left-hander goes one-third. No hits. Walks two, no strikeouts. He's responsible for both men on base with one man down in the eighth inning. The Rockhounds will go to the bullpen here. I think that's Brian Howard. Haven't gotten a really good glance yet. But yes, it sure is. So Brian Howard on the pitch. He's had an up and down season, returning to Double A. Of course, it's a different role now, pitching out of the bullpen. He was a starter here before two full seasons at Triple A. So Brian Howard is on, and he will face Luis Aviles Jr. Mentioned the Rockhounds and the Hooks through Monday here. The only Monday game in the 2023 season. Again, that's simply to accommodate having the most number of games right around the 4th of July, of course. So the holiday weekend will stretch out through Monday, and we'll have fireworks Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for you again. 7 o'clock Saturday, 6:05 Sunday and Monday. The Hooks will be home on the 4th of July. So Whataburger Field will be illuminated with fireworks on Independence Day. Hounds will be in Frisco for the 4th of July, and that will start a six-game series. Check Brian Howard's numbers for his. The tall 6'9 right-hander comes on to pitch. He is 3-4 with a 5.79 ERA. That's a little tough to kind of wrap your head around. 18 and two-thirds innings, 25 base hits. He's walked 13, struck out 18. And again, making a transition, he's basically always been a starter, but in the bullpen, and A's assigning him here to open the season. One of those guys, if you can't get along with Brian Howard, it is time for a checkup. Here's Luis Aviles Jr. now, 2 on, 1 man down on the line drive to right, and a backup pitch fouled back, and boy, Aviles had a rip. Luis playing in his 16th game since joining the Hooks. Again, he has been well-traveled here in 2023. He has 17 base hits as a member of the Hooks, 7 of them for extra bases. Each of the 7 is a home run. And sometimes a change of venue can be a great thing for a player. Pitch from Brian, breaking ball, fouled away. Count 0-2. Luis Aviles Jr. is from Miami, Florida. And signed as a free agent earlier this month by the Astros. Spent just a little tiny bit of time in independent ball. 0-2 pitch. Fought that off and fouls it back. 0-2. Jumping in a little bit, and he really just kind of fight that thing off. Corpus Christi 4, Rockhounds 3, but two men on and one man down for the Hooks, trying to extend their advantage. Howard comes set, looks at the runner at second. That's Lo Perfido. And a swing and a miss. Boy, and a pitch down and away. That was nasty. Out on strikes is Luis Aviles. Strikeout for Brian Howard. It's 10 for the staff. So, 2-1, 2-out, and a huge at-bat here. J.C. Correa. Correa, a throwing error that allowed the tying run to score. Well, the Rockhounds in the sixth inning ripped a single, scored the tie-breaking run in the last inning in the seventh. He bats here in the eighth, and Brian's first pitch misses to him. One ball, no strikes. Hope I didn't say seventh earlier, and I bet I did. We're in the top of the eighth. Correa 1-for-3 with that line drive single that came with the first pitch of the seventh inning. And he later scored, and that's the run that's the difference. 4-3. He takes. Side of McGuire, throws behind a runner, and he got him! He's done it before, he's done it again! And let me check myself, that's Simo. Boy, they have both been, as has J.J. Schwartz when he has been catching. Rockhounds catchers have been aggressive like that. And that is Simo, who picks Colin Barber off first base. Pickoff, 2-3. Boy, an RBI double for Simo, and now he has the pickoff of the runner at first. That is heady stuff. Inning is over. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth in our Village Car Wash score of the game. Corpus Christi 4 and the Rockhounds 3.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Denzel Clark takes a called strike on the outside corner just as we come back. Ryan Gusto back to work. It's Clark, McGuire, and Simonite. Bottom of the eighth, 4-3. Fastball just outside, 1-1 to Denzel. He has bounced out twice and walked. He's 0-2. Big tall right-handed hitter is Denzel. Facing Ryan Gusto, big right-hander. He delivers in a swing and a miss. Fastball with a good life on it. Count quickly, 1-2. Denzel at 249 coming into the game. And now time is called, and catcher Garrett Wolforth out for a visit with Ryan Gusto. So Denzel at the plate, Shane McGuire on deck. William Simonite will follow here in the eighth inning. 4-3, Corpus Christi. Hooks led 3-0 for good portion of this game. Rockhounds chipped away, tied it in the sixth. Hooks break the tie in the seventh. And the top of the eighth looked somewhat uneventful. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. But it was 2-1 and nobody out. Hounds got out of that to keep this a one-run game. Denzel waits for the ball. Two strikes to count. Up and in on. Hit him. Oh, my. Got him on the hand, the left hand of... I would think, yeah, Jake Ruthier, I'm sure, is going to come out. Athletic trainer Bobby's going to walk over and check on Denzel. Actually, I think Jake might be in the locker room. Connor Hughes is going to come out, and Jake, he's a sport performance coach. Boy, Denzel dropping down to his knees, down to his haunches, right on the bag at first. Boy, that ball got him on the hand or wrist, and oh my. We'll not guess any further than that because it's just not a good thing to do. But, boy, he is hurting. And Denzel, I think, is going to come out of the game. We have to see. Maybe not. Going to stay in? Yeah, going to stay in the game. Thought somebody was getting ready to come in as a pinch runner, but nope. So hit by a pitch, but Denzel will stay in there. Man, you don't think that hurts, getting hit on the hand or the wrist by a baseball. Of course, attached to that baseball bat. So Denzel, the base runner, 0 for 2, but he's reached twice. And here's Shane McGuire. He's 0 for 1, and he's reached twice. He was hit by a pitch. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Left-handed hitter, he's the first baseman in this game. Cheating in at third is Luis Aviles Jr. He is all the way to the grass. Backpedals a little bit here, but still right on the edge of the grass at third. McGuire not showing bunt, and instead takes a strike, and the count is 1-1. 4-3 hooks in the last of the eighth inning. Boy, the outfield again, so shallow, but that's mostly wind. Shane takes, breaking ball, down and in, two balls and one strike. Gusteau came on in the sixth inning. Again, he is the piggyback starter. Right-hander set, delivers, Shane takes, down and in, ball three. 3-1 the count. And William Simonite on deck. Lázaro Armenteros in the hole. Aviles still not sure McGuire isn't going to bunt. Still cheating well in at third base. 3-1 pitch. Ground ball. And to the right side, that will be handled. Move the runner up. Throw is on the money this time from Correa. So Shane McGuire pushes the runner into scoring position. Those who are paying attention, knowledgeable fans applaud that. Pushes the runner into scoring position with one down in the inning near Simo. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI double down the left field line. Two strikeouts and the two-bagger in the ribby. And then he later scored the tying run in this game. Rockdown's catcher came up big a couple of moments ago with a pickoff. Takes down low, ball one. One ball, no strikes. I mentioned really all three guys who have caught for the Rockdowns this season. J.J. Schwarz, Shane McGuire, and William Simonite all have been aggressive at times that way. You know, big swing and a miss. Simo comes up empty. Count one ball and one strike. That double, which brought Shane McGuire around to score, made it a 3-2 game in the sixth inning. It came on an 0-2 pitch. And it came against the man on the mound, Ryan Gusteau. 1-1 is the count here. Simo takes, boy, just outside. Heard the crowd kind of murmur on that one. That's the definition of a close pitch when the home crowd murmurs that a pitch is called a ball. Might have been up just a bit. However, it missed. It wasn't by much. Here's the 2-1. Snake swing and a miss. 2-2. Sky darkening now pretty quickly. Stadium lights really taking effect. Bottom of the eighth inning. 4-3 hooks. Denzel Clark, who runs well, is the base runner at second. Pitch to Simo is up high. Ball three. Full count now, 3-2. Right-handed hitter taps the dish one time, pushes the bat back and forth once. He comes set. Gusto looks in for the sign. First base open. One man down. 3-2 count. Clark the lead. Pitch to Simo. Fouled it back. We'll do it again on 3-2. Simo's RBI in the sixth inning, his 10th of the season, playing in his 25th game, so he has not had a lot of action on the year. 3-2 pitch, nope, it's high, ball four. So it's two men on, one man down. Lázaro Armenteros, the batter, Drew Swift will come to the on-deck circle. stirring anybody throwing in the Corpus Christi bullpen. I've not been looking that way. Yep, there is activity behind the right-hander Gusto. Lazaro Armenteros, a walk and a run scored, sandwiched around two strikeouts. Two on, one out. One man down, pitch high, ball one. Denzel Clark hit by a pitch. Shane McGuire a ground out to push the runner to second, and William Simonite the walk. Lazaro waits, 1-0 count. Set by Gusto, pitch takes flight, swung on, fouled away into a darkening night sky. Off to the right side, out of play, 1-1. The wind unrelenting, just fully unfurling those flags since well before the first pitch of this game, in fact. Lazaro waits from the right side. One ball, one strike, pitched by Gusto. Ball hit in the air to right center field, and that's going to get down. All the way to the wall it goes. That's going to score one. We got a tie ball game. That's going to score two. That's going to be a three-base hit. Lazaro Armenteros, a two-run triple. Pumps his fist to the air, claps his hands together, and he's given the Hounds a 5-4 lead with a drive to the gap in deep right center field. Lazaro Armenteros. Inside out swing and just flat ripped it. That was into the wind. And the Rockhounds in the last of the eighth putting the pressure now on the hooks. Armenteros driving home Clark from second base and Simo from first. And now Drew Swift will be the batter. Runner at third, infield in, two runs across. Stretch by Gusto, Swift waits, Drew takes up high, ball one, one ball, no strikes, 5-4 Rockhounds in the bottom of the eighth. Hit batsman and a walk, and Armenteros, well, he just continues to be intriguing. Here's the 1-0 pitch, a big swing and a miss, and Swift comes up empty, does Drew, one ball, one strike. Lazaro 1-for-3 in this game with a double. He has 21 hits with the Rockhounds, 13 of them for extra bases, and 29 RBIs in 35 games while hitting 180-something. Swift takes, called strike, outside half, 1-2. Looks like Brian Howard, by the way, will stay on the mound in the ninth, just glancing at the Rockhounds bullpen, and it is silent. 1-2 count, runner at third, Swift waits, just looking to make contact, but up, he's out on strikes, so swinging, strike three. So Drew 1-for-4 in this game. Two men down in the inning, and here is Lawrence Butler. The left-handed hitter is Lawrence, he is 1-for-4 in this game. Lazaro, the runner at third base with a two-run go-ahead double. Pitch to Butler in the dirt. Nicely handled by Garrett Wolforth, the catcher. Boy, blocked that ball. It was a fastball in the dirt. Lawrence Butler, 39 runs batted in on the season. He'd love to make a nice round 40 and add, perhaps anyway, some insurance to 5-4 game. Gusto's pitch, hard hit ball, and that's off the glove of the first baseman into right field. That'll be a base hit. It's 5, make it 6-4. Rockdowns, line shot. Boy, nice effort just to get a glove on that by Joey Loperfido, but that's a line drive base hit to right field, and indeed, Lawrence Butler has his 40th RBI of this season. And in to score is Armenteros. Boy, a triple, driving home two, and scores a run. And that's going to bring a visit from the Corpus Christi dugout. Boy, that was a sharply hit ball by Lawrence Butler. He's 2-for-5 in this game. So John Kovalik, the pitching coach, again, will, I'm guessing that is John. He's not wearing the jersey. He's got the windbreaker on. A lot of the pitching coaches do that. So, conversation on the mound. It is 6-4 Rockdowns, making sure I said that properly. Ryan Gusto in his Hooks debut Came on in the sixth inning, gave up two runs in the sixth. One of them earned, one unearned. Boys had a little bit of everything in this inning. A hit batsman and a walk, and then two really well-hit balls. Lázaro Armenteros ripped a line drive, doubled into deep right center field. The power alley, and Lawrence Butler was just a laser that Joey Loperfido got a glove on and deflected it, but a base hit to right field. Lázaro driving in a pair, and Lawrence Butler bringing Lázaro home. Three-run inning. Hounds lead 6-4. Here's Brett Harris, 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Also reached on a fielder's choice and stolen base. Runner goes, the throw on a hop, and that will get loose, but it's backed up by the shortstop. Stevens gets there. Stolen base for Lawrence Butler, his 11th of the season. Again, most of those early on in the season, so Lawrence running. Again, get another runner in the scoring position here. Very aggressive are the Hounds here in the last of the eighth inning. 1-0 to Brett, runner in scoring position. Pitch to Harris, down and away for a ball. Count is two balls, no strikes. Lawrence Butler, second Rock Hound to reach the 40 RBI plateau on the year. Brett did it a while back and added his 43rd in this game earlier. Swings and sends a high fly ball foul right field side. I think the wind will help push that over toward the concourse and out of play. 2-1 the count to the Rock Hounds' third baseman. Two and one the count. Brett at the dish and Darryl Hernandez on deck. Hounds with a hat trick of their own here in the eighth inning to take a 6-4 advantage. Pitch well up and in for a ball. Count goes 3-1. There is activity in the Corpus Christi bullpen, so Ryan Gusto, never know, could be facing his last batter. There are two out in the inning. Big swing and a miss, and Brett comes up empty. 3-2 the count. He'll rewrap the batting gloves. Didn't ask for time yet. Yep, now he does. Not uncommon at all, of course. Take the time with two strikes in the count. And the pitch clock resets, and here we go. Three balls, two strikes, first base open. Two down, eighth inning. Harris waits. Here's the stretch. 3-2 pitch. Boy, just outside. Boy, and Gusto really angry with that call. Lifted his hands in the air a little bit. Face on balls for Brett Harris. Guy who's got a really, really good idea about that strike zone. And, yep, here comes Joe Thon. So that will be it for Ryan Gusto. And that'll be a very frustrating end to his night. He thought he had a strikeout. Brett Harris has struck out and walked in this game, both against Gusto. The strikeout was his 39th, but the walk his 36th. All right, Gusto. The evening is done, and the Hooks will get a right-hander out of the bullpen. Runners will be at first and second. Two men down in the last half of the eighth. 2 2/3 for Ryan Gusto in this game. When I say cheating him out of the hit, that's not the way to put it, of course. I think not. Four base hits is correct. Four hits, five runs, four earned. Make sure my totals are correct. You had two hit batsmen. And two walks as well. Yep, that is correct. All of that excitement and stuff going on. I lost my card for a moment there. Lost the line on Ryan Gusto. Again, looks like Brian Howard will pitch the ninth inning for the Rockhounds. He came on in relief of Austin Briggs. And got out of the top half of this, the eighth inning, and the Rockhounds with the hat trick to take the lead. It is 6-4. So the Hooks go to the bullpen, and Cesar Gomez will come on to pitch. Two on and two men down. He'll face Darryl Hernandez. Gomez, I think that was his second stint, if my notes are correct, with the Hooks. He's been up to Sugar Land and back. Triple A stop now. Grenades, the batter from the right side, swings and misses. And a pitch down and away. No balls and a strike. Darrell with a base hit, an infield single in the first. Struck out in the third, walked in the fifth, and Chad Stevens made a terrific play on him back up the middle in the seventh inning. Pitch, boy, high strike, outside edge. Sure, the crowd grumbled about that one a little bit, 0-2. Grumbled a lot. Well, that pitch looked up and away. No, count 0-2, and Darrell will take time here. Darrell Hernandez is the eighth batter of this inning for the Rockhounds. Hounds have scored three, have two men on base, two men down. And there's a line drive left field, base hit. Going to wave the run home, and there'll be no throw. It'll be cut off. And it is 7-4 Rockhounds. Darrell Hernandez with an 0-2 line drive single to left field. Lawrence Butler with a good speed comes across to score. Stopping at second is Brett Harris. That run will be charged to Ryan Gusto. Base hit and the inherited runner to Cesar Gomez. Boy, just a line shot by Darrell Hernandez. And that's on an 0-2 pitch, and that drives in a run. Here's Greg Dykeman. The Hounds have batted around here in the eighth inning. Pitch down and away, one ball, no strikes. Well, we have seen a good number of 0-2 hits that have done some damage, swinging a foul straight back out of play, 1-1. Started this half inning, and there was still a little bit of Ma Nature's light in the sky. Boy, no more. We have pretty much made the journey fully in tonight. Bright lights of this stadium shining, and we're in the last of the eighth, and the Hounds have scored four to take a 7-4 lead. Pitch to Dykeman, check swing, and he's talking to himself. Check swing, strike, 1-2. Greg 0 for 4 in this one. He's flown out three times and struck out one time. Oh, you think I'm picking on him. I'm not. He's the only Rockhound not to reach base. So, again, it's been pretty much up and down the order. Some good. And there is. Well, now Greg Dykeman has reached base. He singles the opposite way to left field. Going to drive home a run doing it. And he claps his hands together a couple of times. Greg Dykeman with the RBI. That's his 30th ribby on the year, and he will bring home Brett Harris. When the Rockhounds now lead this ballgame 8-4. Stopping at second is Darrell Hernandez. RBI single, Greg Dykeman. Went the opposite way with that. Left-handed hitter punched it through sharply into left field. So the guy who started the inning will now bat for the second time in it. And that's Denzel Clark. It's down and away for a ball, 1-0. It started painfully. Denzel hit by a pitch on the left hand or wrist, stayed in the game, and eventually scored. The Hounds have batted around, pitched down and away for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes. Gomez, back-to-back hits allowed, both with two strikes in the count. And a swing and a miss as he changes up the speeds and out in front. With a swing and a miss is Denzel Clark. Tenth man to the plate in the last half of the eighth inning. Pitch from Gomez, and that's outside for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Greg Dykeman, the runner at first base. Darrell Hernandez at second. They both drive in runs in this inning, as did Lawrence Butler and Lazaro Armenteros, two. Check swing, foul ball. And the count goes full now. Three balls and two strikes. A hit batsman and a walk. Starting this inning, Armenteros then delivered the two-run triple. And RBI singles by Butler, Hernandez, and Dykeman since. So five runs across in the last of the eighth inning. 3-2 to Denzel Clark. Runners will go with the pitch. Dykeman from first and Hernandez from second. Those guys run well. They go. Pitch is up high. Ball four. Cesar Gomez has yet to retire a batter since coming out of the bullpen. And that will bring up Shane McGuire with the bases now loaded. Hernandez to third, Dykeman to second. Hounds 8, Corpus Christi 4. Of course, this game not over by any stretch. Pitch to McGuire. Swings and sends one foul left side out of play. But for the Rockhounds, remember, their last homestand was a rough one. Rockhounds went 2-10, falling to 14-22 at home in the first half. Swing and a miss as Shane goes after one down and in. Hounds winning last night and leading tonight. So starting the second half, and again, this is purely a Rockhounds perspective, of course, but you'd like to really set a brand new foundation of success at home after struggling down the stretch of the first half and big time. But a big eighth inning has certainly helped here. Pitch down and in, one ball and two strikes. Hounds had scored five, have the bases loaded, two men down, 1-2 to Shane McGuire. Gomez comes set, delivers, that's down and in, and that's ball two, 2-2. And all of those runs go against Ryan Gusto. He'll give up seven runs, six earned. Pitch from Gomez, a line drive, and it's gloved by Loperfido. Brilliant catch by Loperfido at first. He almost did that just a few moments ago on the ball that Lawrence Butler hit. Shane McGuire loosened the seams on that, and Loperfido makes a brilliant catch, leaving his feet, spearing that just right at the top of the lead. And the Rockhounds score a handful, and we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. Brian Howard will come back to the mound, and the Rockhounds score a handful and have taken the lead. Village Car Wash score through eight complete. The Rockhounds eight, the Corpus Christi Hooks four.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
J.C. Correa takes a called strike. Boy, I apologize. Didn't think we were that slow getting out of the inning. And now a called strike two. So a quick 0-2 count to Correa from Brian Howard. Catch by Loperfido, I think, probably. Boy, I had my attention. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And a check swing. Did he go? The appeal? Yep, he went. Out on strikes. Back to today's umpire, Nate Diedrich, made that call with some gusto. So a three-pitch strikeout. Correa took two pitches and tried to hold up on the 0-2, but he went around. And upon appeal, he is out. Here is Garrett Wolforth, 0 for 3. Apparently not a switch hitter. Lines one toward the left field corner. Fair or foul is a question. That might sneak into the bullpen. Nope, foul ball. Boy, there isn't a lot of room in foul territory in that left field corner, and Wolforth really tagged that ball. Now, where it dropped is out of our line of sight. That's where the grass berm kind of rises up, and it blocks our view of the left field corner, as is the same case in right field, but ball well hit by Wolforth. Grant hitting a little under 100, but well, he hit that one hard. Here's the 0-1 stretch, and a pitch by Howard, and a swing and a miss, and a high fastball Count is quickly 0-2. Well, Grant is listed as a switch hitter, but he hadn't swung around in this game. He's batting right-handed now against the right-hander, Brian Howard. 0-2 pitch, down and away. Count goes 1-2. Hounds scoring five times in the last of the eighth inning. Five runs, four hits. And a couple of walks, a hit batsman. Hounds did leave three men on base. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped foul into it. Night sky now back and out of play. Big swing of the bat in that eighth inning. The two-run triple by Lazaro Armenteros. And the Hounds put a handful on the board. One down in the ninth. Pitch by Howard. A swing and a miss. Takes one down and away. Did Wolferth. He's out on strikes. So Brian Howard has faced three batters and struck out three batters. And now here is Drew Gilbert. Drew is 0 for 4 in this game. He has bounced out three times and struck out once. Slightly open stance. Left-hand box. Howard with a stretch. The backdoor pitch. Breaking ball strike. Outside corner 0-1. So the bell has tolled twice. My Rockhounds trailed about half of this game, 3-0. Pitch from Howard. That just missed outside. One ball, one strike. Hounds play Gilbert solidly to pull. Third baseman Brett Harris is really playing with a shortstop normally would. 1-1 pitch. Outside ball, 2-2-1. Darryl Hernandez shading solidly toward the middle. Drew about halfway between first and second, maybe a little closer to first. And Shane McGuire shading the line. Stretch and pitch by Howard. And that'll get there. Strike two inside corner at the knees. 2-2. So, Rockhounds time called here by Gilbert at the plate. Rockhounds trying to make it two in a row to start this second half. Took a while to get the bats going in this one, but they did. And you hear the crowd. They're liking this. 8-4 Hounds, two out of the ninth. 2-2 pitch, Howard, and the ball is sent sharply into deep left center field. And on the move, Lazaro will try to make that play. The ball bangs off the wall. Denzel Clark will retrieve it. Well, Drew Gilbert, just not the kind of guy who's going to go gentle into that good night. And he just absolutely drilled that Brian Howard 2-2 pitch the opposite way. Banged it off the wall in deep left center field. Lazaro trying to put on the brakes, hit the deck. But a good play by Denzel Clark, who came over and made the play on the carom off the wall. So a two-out double for Drew Gilbert. And here's Kennedy Corona, who's had a terrific game. He's 3 for 4, three singles with a run and a ribby. Howard's pitch swung on and missed. Corona with his 33rd RBI of the season. That came in the seventh inning, and that broke the 3-3 tie. Hooks had not trailed in this game until the bottom of the eighth. Pitch to the corner, just outside. Crowd will definitely object to that. One ball, one strike. Boy, pitch had some movement on it, too. That's borderline, just missed. 1-1. Two down in the inning. Corona at the plate. Daniels on deck. Pitch by Brian, swung on and missed in an off-speed pitch, and Corona talking to himself. It's 1-2. And with two outs at the top of the ninth inning, William Simonite broke his catcher's glove. The Simo's got to get a new mitt. Equipment issues at the 11th hour. One ball and two strikes, one on, two out, top of the ninth. Rockhounds lead it 8-4. Corona waits from the right side. Brian Howard comes set. Right-handers 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. Ball game over. Ooh, upon appeal. And Kennedy Corona not happy about that. The appeal to Nate Dietrich. And, boy, the hooks, in fact, are... Boy, and Zach Daniels arguing it as well. And yeah, that's really tough. If you're called out on strikes on a check swing appeal to win the game, that's very tough. Joe Thon, I think, does a good thing. Comes over and... We'll talk to his players. Very, very difficult. That's really tough. You never really like to see a game end on a check swing and on appeal. But there was really apparently no doubt in Nate Heidrick's mind. He made the call with emphasis. So Brian Howard faces five batters. He strikes out four of them, gives up the double to Drew Gilbert. And he will be the pitcher of record in this game, will Brian Howard. In the ninth inning, no runs on the Drew Gilbert double, no errors, and one man left on base. But a five-run last half of the eighth inning pushes the Rockhounds past the Corpus Christi Hooks in this one. So the Hounds have come from behind twice to start this second half of the season, each time down 3-0 after the top of the first. They've come back to win them both tonight by the final score of 8-4, erasing a 4-3 deficit in the eighth inning. Gentlemen, a job well done. Rockhounds, one and all. This bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Corpus Christi Hooks in this ball game, they will score four runs on 10 base hits. Double check one number here. Yep, four runs on 10 hits and one error. 4-10-1 for Corpus Christi. For the Rockhounds, eight runs on nine hits and no errors. 8-9-0. Nobody hit the ball out of the ballpark in this game. And again, it's a case where maybe the left field you might have a chance. You get a little bit of that, a little bit of the jet stream going that way. We saw a home run with a little bit of help from the wind last night. Although Colin Barber, make no mistake, he really hit it hard. And the wind, I think, probably helped carry it an additional number of feet. But this ballpark playing, that is, pretty large. And so nobody hits it out of the ballpark. 4-10-1 for the Hooks. 8-9-0 for the Rockhounds. Brian Howard is the winner. He is now 4-4. Ryan Gusto in his Hooks debut takes the defeat. He is 0-1. And just simply put, that's a rough night on the mound for Gusto as he gave up seven runs. Six of them were earned. Check the other numbers. 2 hours, 41 minutes of baseball daylight time. 3,391 watched it here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Rockhounds improved to 2-0 in the second half. 34-37 overall. The Hooks fall to 0-2, 33-38 on this season. A second look is coming up. We'll make it a quick one. But this one goes into the books. And our final Village Car Wash score of the game from Momentum Bank Ballpark, the Rockhounds 8 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 4.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
For the second consecutive night, the Corpus Christi Hooks take a 3-0 lead in the top half of the first inning. Last night, according to that, the two-run home run from Colin Barber. This evening, it was RBI singles. And, in fact, the Hooks had five consecutive hits. They had 10 base hits in this game, did Corpus Christi. And five of them came in succession from the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth hitters in the order in the top of the first. Kennedy Corona, a single to center. Zach Daniels, a single that was knocked down by first baseman Shane McGuire, but it does go as a hit. Then RBI singles by Joey Loperfido, Colin Barber, and Chad Stevens. It was 3-0 for the second consecutive night. A hat trick in the top of the first for the Hooks. The Hounds answered almost immediately last night, but did not tonight. Aaron Brown went 4 scoreless innings. He walks Lazaro Armenteros to start the fifth. Faces one more batter comes out of the game. Cole McDonald will throw a wild pitch and lets Lazaro get down to second. Brett Harris gets the Hounds on the board with an RBI single to right, 3-1 after 5. Ryan Gusto on in the sixth inning. He hits Shane McGuire with a 3-2 pitch, so if it hadn't been a hit, batsman would have been a walk. William Simonite in one of the, I think, one of the really cool moments in this game. Simo breaks in. Sorry to do it. He was 2 for 40 when he stepped to the plate and was down in the count 0-2 and doubles down the left field line into the corner, and that will score the second run of the game for the Hounds. Shane McGuire comes across 3-2. Simo will later score on a Drew Swift single compounded by a throwing error, and that tied the ball game at 3 apiece. The Hooks come back. They will break the tie in the seventh. J.C. Correa, who had the throwing error, by the way, singles on the first pitch of the inning. He will then score on a two-out single by Kennedy Corona, and the score was 4-3, the Hooks. The Hounds, though, get a handful in the last of the eighth, and there's a bunch going on. A hit batsman and a walk set the table. Lazaro Armenteros, a two-run triple, flat-out ripped it into the wind opposite way. RBI singles by Lawrence Butler, Darryl Hernandez, and Greg Dykeman. It's a 5-run inning when all is said and done, and the Rockhounds take the 8-4 advantage. And in the top of the eighth inning, remember, it was 2-1, nobody out. Rockhounds got out of that jam, and that turned out to be very large indeed. And Simo, in fact, with a pickoff to end that inning. So the Rockhounds win this game 8-4. We'll check some final numbers for you. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come right back. Think about a one-minute timeout here. We'll come right back, wrap this ball game up, and the Hounds continue and conclude in a moment.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
And tomorrow night, again, something I don't think we've ever done this before. We have tank top sled tomorrow night for the first 1,000 fans. Well, considering it's been about 187 degrees, I think that's somebody's thinking. That'll be a 7 o'clock first pitch with the gates opening at 6. Adrian Chaidez gets the baseball for the Hooks. He's 1-4 with a 6.46 ERA. And Joey Estes, now he's 4-5, but his ERA is now second in the league at 3.47. He's really been terrific. He's a lot of fun to watch, very aggressive pitcher. Joey Estes will go to the mound for the Hounds in tomorrow's game. Series continues with Saturday night fireworks, first pitch at 7, and then Sunday and Monday fireworks for the 2nd and 3rd of July with the first pitch at 6:05 both evenings. Well, thanks so much for coming on board tonight. As always, much appreciated that you spent part of your evening with us playing some Texas League baseball for all of us with the Rockhounds in Momentum Bank Ballpark. I'm Bob Hards with our final score. The Rockhounds 8 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 4. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.